Hey guys, welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. Before we start the show today, I know it's January, but bikini season is right around the corner. And I know some of you ladies, and maybe some of you dudes, maybe you like bikinis, I don't judge. But I know you've been complaining about that weight, and it's time to boost up your shape. The newest bikini diet out of Brazil may help you lose up to 10 or 15 pounds of water weight and that stubborn, unwanted belly fat, all right? And best of all, this new diet will also help sculpt your beautiful, natural curves. It's been endorsed by models such as Blac Chyna, Tammy Torres, Rosa Acosta, and reality TV star Claudia Jordan. This diet is straight out of Brazil, and it's the newest, hottest Latin diet to hit America. So check it out online at MariciePalmDiet.com or on Facebook and Twitter at MariciePalm or on Instagram at MariciePalmDiet. That's MariciePalmDiet.com, MORICHE PalmDiet.com.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Put the five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you stand up, sucker?
On demand. On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore. Gilmore.
Hey guys, hope everyone's been doing great. I know it's been a while, and it's almost here. The debut of the all-new Brad Gilmore Show with DJ Motai and Ashley Imani. We're right around the corner. We have some great guests coming up for you next week. And guess what? I'm going to tell you who a couple of them are now. There might be more. You never know. But two of the special guests that we're going to have on the relaunch of the Brad Gilmore Show with DJ Motai and Ashley Imani are as follows. First up, we're going to have... Who you? That's your man, Randy Savage voice. We're going to have the man who's been on more Brad Gilmore shows, I think, than anybody in history. That man's name is none other than the Southeast Beast, Doe Beezy. And to piggyback off of him, we have the man who's been on the show before, but a special kind of lost-ish episode of the Brad Gilmore Show. But he's going to be back here on the show, the one and only. He is the real people's champ. His name is the Iceman. Pow, wow, baby, already. I caught up with both of them at the Holy Spoof premiere. We chopped it up for a couple minutes, but we are bringing you that right now. I messed up. We're going to bring that to you next week. I'm sorry. I lied to you. We're going to bring that up to you next week. But what we have today is the final archived episode of the Brad Gilmore Show before we launch our relaunched show. I'm saying a lot, but it's late at night, and you know what happens. If you're a longtime listener and I'm podcasting at night, I tend to say a lot of things really, really fast. So I hope you've enjoyed the last 3 months of these archived episodes of the Brad Gilmore Show. Like I said, I don't even know what I've been saying on these shows, but I apologize already. But next week, we're going to be back with the all-new Brad Gilmore Show with DJ Motai and Ashley Imani. And I'm so excited to tell you all about my last 3 months. It's been a wild ride. But for now, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this archived episode of the Brad Gilmore Show with 100 and Tony.
Colorblind. We're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. You just heard, we played some Tom P. We played some 100 before you walked in. Right now, I would like to introduce my first guest. This is 100.
Yes, sir.
That's a D and a T, right?
IDT. We spell it how we say it. I'm kind of country, so it's 100.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston. Born in Houston. I grew up in a small country town called El Campo, Texas.
I've heard of El Campo.
That's what's up. I was back and forth from there in Houston, living with my grandparents and my mom. My dad lives on the other side, so I really don't claim a hood in the city because I've been on about every hood.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'd like to first welcome you to the Brad Gilmore Show. Thank you for coming on here. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I really appreciate you having me. I'm looking forward to a lot of new things in the new year.
How was 2011 for you?
2011 was an adventure. I'd probably say I've experienced just about every emotion possible in 2011. But it definitely ended on a positive and bright note. So I'm looking forward to a lot, especially with the music.
Definitely. I mean, the city's showing you a lot of love. Houston Press showing you a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely for your project, which is Legacy of a Legend.
Correct.
Was a dedication to your brother, JJ Shooter Mac.
That's right.
Exactly. I do my homework, man.
I know you knew all that, man. I was back in school.
Definitely. So let's talk about, before we get into that, I really want to get into the project, dive deeper to, you know, what happened and everything.
Okay.
But first off, what inspired you? Because you're like a rapper, but you're also like a poet in a way, too.
Right.
Because I know you were featured on the relationship, right?
That's correct.
The intro. Yeah, the intro and the outro.
Well, I mean, poetry has been something that I've always been into, even as a kid. I've always been an expressive person. I paint, too, and draw, and shout out to Basic Art. I've always been into art. And how I grew up, we didn't really have a way to express ourselves. And our household, if you wasn't spoken to and you weren't talking about what the adults wanted to hear, you couldn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. So I had to find other ways to get my thoughts off. So poetry's always been in me. I knew that, you know, rapping, I've been making music since I was a teenager. Never really took it seriously on a professional level, but JJ always wanted me to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we went through that situation with him passing or whatever, it was basically like a now or never type thing. Let's not just make songs for my friends to listen to. Let's actually see what I can do with the talent. So here I am.
Definitely. You said you were making songs since you were a young kid. How old were you?
I mean, maybe 13.
13?
Whenever we first started getting computer in the house, I was on there recording on it and getting in trouble a lot and skipping school and missing lunch breaks to come on to freestyle with my friends and stuff. And in high school, it was pretty cool. Actually, we sold a lot of CDs just that we made off the home computer and felt like we were somebody. Also, I was in a group that we won a MySpace contest for a song we made, and Manny Fresh shouted us out and had him in his top 8, which was major back then.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
So we thought we were famous.
I remember the top 8 was the shit. When you got into the top 8, like, you made it, right? But then they made the top 16, and then it was like the top 32. I was like, oh, fuck this shit.
Yeah, and then you make somebody mad, they take you out their top, and then you feel like you lost your best friend.
Exactly, man.
So much like Twitter now.
Were you like me, though? You just had the baddest looking females in your top 8?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to friend the finest girls. And try to talk to them and put them in my top so you think that's my girlfriend.
Definitely. And then when you go to someone's page and they had your song as their profile song, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That happened to me.
That was the pinnacle of my career back then, trying to get somebody to listen to my song on MySpace.
God, what happened to MySpace, man?
MySpace died. I think MySpace contracted a terminally ill disease. Passed away. RIP MySpace.
Damn.
I don't even know my password anymore.
Man, I knew MySpace was dead when I saw Tom had a Facebook. When Tom got the Facebook, I was like, it's over for MySpace completely.
Tom was lazy. Tom never even wanted to change his profile picture, so we ain't got no love for Tom.
Yes, that's correct, Chris. But definitely, Tom was slacking on that Mark Zuckerberg. But getting back into the music, who would you say some of your biggest influences are?
Oh, man, that's a tough question.
As an MC?
As an MC, I probably say I listen to Jay-Z the most. I remember being the first person in my group of friends who was on Jay-Z. From being in, you know, from where we from, everybody would listen to Houston music, predominantly like Lil Flip and Slim, Chameleon. And when I come around with a Jay-Z, they were like, what is this? We don't like his voice. He's not talking about what we want to hear or whatever. So everybody thought I was whack. And then, you know, later on people caught on. But I study him. I study Andre. I study Kanye. Man, it's a lot of people. Too many names. I like Scarface a lot. That's
all
a name
right.
you don't
so,
hear.
So you
a lot
got some Houston
from Houston people, but yeah, man, I try to be as advanced and cultured as I am.
Well, definitely. You said you're a big Jay fan,
and I'm Lauryn Hill too.
Okay, Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's kind of like Tom from MySpace. She's kind of falling off, getting a little crazy.
I like Lauryn because she does a lot of things, and that's what I try to do in my music. You know, she can sing, she does poetry and raps too, so I try to be as versatile as
she's definitely dope. Did you go to her show at House of Blues?
I did not go to her show at House of Blues. I heard a lot of bad things about that show, and that hurt my heart, so I'm kind of glad that I didn't go, because I mean, my perception.
My homeboy Brando from DanaDream.com went, and he, like, waited there for 5 hours. She was late 5 hours late. How you like? I understand if you're like 25 minutes late, but how are you 5 hours late for a show?
Honestly, bro, I wish I had to answer that question. I hope I never get that good that I have the luxury of being late.
So it's like, I don't care anymore.
You gotta tell me, hold on, not yet. You know, I want to get to the stage. So I don't know how that happens, but
definitely. But you said you're a big Jay fan.
I am a big Jay fan.
What's your favorite Jay album? There is a correct answer, just to let you know. There's a correct answer to this question.
The best Jay album is Reasonable Doubt.
My
favorite Jay album is the Black Album.
The Black Album?
Yeah, I listened to that.
Man, I think my favorite Jay record, I'll tell you my least favorite is Kingdom Come.
Oh yeah, that's everybody's. That one
what
sounded
was he thinking?
It was I wouldn't say bad, but it was his worst because it seemed more rushed.
Yeah.
He tried to prove a point, you know, I'm retiring, blah blah blah, but don't forget about me.
I think the Blueprint one, definitely super dope. My personal favorite sound though was American Gangster.
Oh yeah, American Gangster. Because I think it's because it was more theme. The concept was.
It had a concept to the record.
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, you've been doing music since you were really young, and then you said you decided to do a real big push and everything, and you released your project, Legacy of a Legend, and I want to get into a joint from that. This is actually called which one is this is Hoodie Music. This is the one I was listening to on the way over here today.
Okay.
Talk about that record real quick.
Hoodie Music. I think people who come to get my music, especially at that time, were, you know, it was already, you already know what it's gonna be about. The CD was really myself expressing my thoughts about a certain situation. So when you get that, you already know what it's gonna be about. I think Hoodie Music was my way of explaining that it's not just on the emotional side of things, it was actual, you know, events going on with it. You know, his passing wasn't just a random tragedy that was coincidence. You know what I mean? There's a lot of events that go in it, and I think Hoodie Music was kind of my expression of my viewpoint of certain things and how we were living at the time.
Definitely, and it's a definitely, like, the whole project, I'm just going to, you know, commend you on that. It's a definitely, like, I think a lot of people in Houston, like, they... I'm not gonna say a lot of people, but I think a lot of artists nowadays put together a project and it's not well thought out from beginning to end.
Right.
And I want to commend you on Legacy of a Legend. It seemed like it was thought out from the intro all the way to the very end. So definitely, this is Hoodie Music by 100 off Legacy of a Legend. Brad Gilmore Show, localizehouston.com. Are you ready for that one, Chris? Sometimes he slacks. It's all right. We're all off sometimes. You got me, Chris? All right, so this is Hoodie Music, 100.
100. It's Hoodie Music, man. BSK. We had your... 100. It's Hoodie Music, man. BSK. Dreams of big cars, limelight to shine as bright as big stars. Higher than big wheelies on big wheels, mentors said you live as you die young. Lose lives meant ours behind bars. But we couldn't read between the lines, flash that blind of the eyes, cush that ass, Bill glances, living beyond means. Vegas upon screens with no jobs, young niggas wildin', no fraud. Me and JJ on the highway switching, bigger than our bitches, it was in our jeans flipping. Round the city, ticking bougie bitches, and strippers. 10, I see the Trojans like Lane Kiffin. Say that ain't pimpin'. Getting paid trippin', episodes fighting with chickens like Peter Griffin. No Stewie, luggage, all Louis, Doug Dude, bless a yellow with tattoos. Yeah. Brothers. Couldn't tell us nothing, we was too busy splitting like you seen these shoes. Best dressed, least prone to give a fuck, and you can get clapped like applause. Give it up. Fresh courses, trade off for corpses. Jeans on our sneakers, collar shirts with horses. Pain is love, to legends, pain is blood. So none done in vain if ever I die young. 100, yes. Hoodie music. Yeah, let the beat sing. I just know on my hood, roll my weed up. I'm in the hood like mechanics. Make it work, I got tools like mechanics. And go good with chips like a sandwich. So let us when we meet, keep it brief, cause we bread. Just stay in the cuts like a bandage. That's why I keep a full house anytime. At breakfast time, licking no breakfast. I'm making bacon, scrambling. You know I fuck with the nice guys. No homo, but
niggas turn the pussy out recorded like a porno. So strapped with no condom, I go and bust, cause ain't that nigga fucking with us round here. I'm over there. I got that attitude adjustment in my pocket with a flash of blind stairs. No fear with a chitter chat. Heads to the trunk when I come back, return of the Mac. Nowhere to find me. Whether it's right or not, shit, we rap about the shit that we saw in the hood. Call it right as a lot. Yeah, you gon' click so well, I throw shells at your head like a fool fighting Taco Bell. If money talks, I need more commas. Compound sentences, double line time scrubs. Yeah, it was it. Exclamations at the end of it. Mixed emotions play back on my mental Serato. I am fire on wax. That's why I fuck with DJ Candlestick. And this, yes, hoodie music. Yeah, let the beat sing. I just throw on my hood, blow my weed up, release my mind. Let the beat sing.
It's real or it's fake, you're being talked about. So much is fake, so little time. But keep me safe, my angel, my best friend, my protector, and big brother. I love and miss you. Biggie Dunn.
For some reason, I'm into the thick, petite and dainty, abstract, stereotypical, off-the-wall type of painting. Sounds spooky, yeah, outgoing, calm in the morning, but mostly cranky. Fresh and every man knows how to keep her phone stanky. Hilarious in the nice, we're not afraid to have a nice taste. My every chance she gets when she splits like ice cream. Sweet, drool at the clicks of her feet. Cool in every aspect, cries in victory, not defeat. Annoying eyes, but sometimes she keeps her room neat. Such an intellect, but she was born and raised in the street. Doesn't believe in the end. Display. She wants a man and he wants the same. So blind in the middle of a case. Most popular, still considered a lame. I wanna say, hey babe, can I get your number please? Hook up later, get a break to it. Or maybe me and you can chill for a scene. Or maybe me and you can chill. I said, hey babe, can I get your number please? Hook up later, get a break to it. Or maybe me and you can chill for a scene. Or maybe me and you can chill. Now if I told you that my heart's the lock and you were the key, would you open up a love externally and let it free? Yeah. Cause when I saw your face I could hardly breathe. Words from above I could hardly speak. Your presence has a tendency of doing this to me. Yeah, you make my decay beautifully exciting while reciting a few one lines to a diamond. Or when I use reciting, I'm actually providing an example of the word game. Now game a word used to explain the terms you slang when you want to get a chick. Or the terms you slang, you wanna maintain a day full of tricks and sit. Hey baby, can I get your number please? Hook up later, get a break to it. Or maybe me and you can chill for a scene. Or maybe me and you can chill a scene. Hey baby, can I get your number please? Hook up later, get a break to it. Or maybe me and you can chill for a scene. Or maybe me and you can
shit.
The way that I treat a woman, you say it's kinda lame. You say it wouldn't work and you say I'm running game. But I think different, other dudes disrespect. Always telling lies, trying to keep her in check. But please, that's not the way to live. First instinct is to take and never give. But me, I believe that a relationship needs great communication, flowing conversation. Indeed, the relationship was a novel they designed to read. Don't hook up on the first night and try to plant you some seeds. If you wanna know the rest, then give me your number, you'll see. Oh, but there's one more thing I gotta say. Hey, babe, can I get your number, please? Hook up later, get a bite to it. Or maybe me and you could chill for a scene. Or maybe me and you could chill. I said, hey, babe, can I get your number, please? Hook up later, get a bite to it. Or maybe me and you could chill for a scene. Or maybe me and you could chill.
Yeah.
Roots.
You know what the fuck this is, Kill Million Dollar Bill in this bitch.
New Houston.
Did I leave my cape? Roots, what it do, my nigga? Let's go.
Shit get really stupid, yo, when I'm in the studio. Top five, spit a shit, I'm Reps, Ricky Rubio. What the fuck you doing, bro? Haters talk, fuck them, though. George Foreman, heavyweight, I stomp them like a buffalo. Motherfucker, what you know? Y'all bitches is amateurs. I'm magic to the game, straight up ballin' like Los Angeles. All up in your cameras, go harder than some antlers. Find me in that true dog, rolling like tarantulas. Boy, so put some sour in that slip. I got that fire in my castle, feeling like Bowser in this bitch. Watch me step up to the plate, I'm the power of some hits. Boy, it's killer, arrows, killer, we twin toppers in this bitch. So motherfucking, I'm action packed and I'm stunting. In Vegas, trying to be jack and I'm hacking them up and cutting. The switch is packed and I'm buffing. You don't gotta ask if I'm blunting. I pull up in the spot and you gon' see him backing up, cause
it don't get no better when it come on to this music. You stuck in the past, better get some of this new shit. Put it down for Houston, you can try to do it, but it's no hard feelings when your ass keep getting it. No hard feelings, no hard feelings.
Fire like I write my shit on charcoal. I ain't the guy from Martin episodes, but the barcode. All of y'all niggas shots missing. It's the bar clothes. I spitting cash out like my tongue got a barcode. Ring it up. Enough, I'm Bruce Leroy. Yeah, I'm the last dragon left. Shit talker, you a shit talker with some dragon breath. Fuck them in their asshole. Yeah, bitch, I'm in mash mode. Sitting on them eights, I think my paint gon' need a bathroom. To the next when I look past home. This is money talking, aka call this that cash flow. Yeah, bitch, I'm an Astro. Don't ask you see my fitted bitch. Your pussy must be laced with hundreds if so you can get it, bitch. Fuck the judge, fuck the laws. Better yet, fuck them all. If y'all niggas the shit, well, I must be the fucking star. Knew what, where, when, and how. When this happened, man, as far as Houston goes, I'm the best in it, rapping, man.
Kid, don't get no better when it come up to this music. You stuck in the past, better get some of this new shit. Put it down for you. You can try to do it, but it's no hard feelings when your ass keeps it. No hard feelings, no hard feelings. The wheels keep spinning, the wheels keep spinning. No hard feelings, no hard feelings. The wheel keep winning, no hard feelings.
Representing that's something you should remember. I'm shitting up in the kitchen and plumbing it for your dinner. And when the summertime, the winter, you could catch me stacking cheddar, Gouda, feta, mozzarella, whatever, homie. So holla, I'm in the trees like koala, cheap and sticky, green iguana, Roots Willie, be about to go out. Next in line, it's my time, I won't exaggerate. Got this dime shaking her behind like a rattlesnake. Old Spice swag and spray, fresh shit, making way, swinging through, banging school, smoking, drinking, take away. Deck, data rate, something like an athlete. Practice makes perfect, then I run it like a track meet. Can't nobody pass me. Rizzo is on top of this like condiments. Y'all faggots sweeter than some Willy Wonka shit. I'm hot, bitch, and I'm cold shit. I'm switching with the continents. About to catch my spaceship back up to the metropolis. So I
don't get no better when it come up to this music. You stuck in the past, better get some of this new shit. Put it down for Houston. You can try to do it, but it's no hard feelings when your ass keep it in. No hard feelings.
Hello and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show. You just heard 100 Hoodie Music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard that little Kanye in there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to DJ Candlestick. He made that possible, man. And the city would not have been the same without him. That's my brother, man. Shout out Candlestick.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shout out to Nice Guys.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
He's free. What's up?
Christoph?
That's Todd. Yeah, Todd. What's up, Christoph?
Definitely. So how'd you hook up with DJ Candlestick?
Man, Candlestick is my man. So we've been friends for a long time, and I met the whole Nice Guys through JJ, actually. We, you know, in the club or whatever, we did some promotions together before and stuff like that. So we've been around for forever. And in making a CD for my brother, there wouldn't have been another DJ I would have asked, you know. And he just showed love out the strength. You see me trying to do something positive for a situation and jumped on it. So it definitely means a lot to me.
Yeah, he's definitely holding down. He and OG
are
chopping up everything.
They doing their thing. I want to be honored one day when I become a multi-million-dollar rapper and have millions of albums sold that OG Ron C and Candlestick chop my CD. That's dope. What they doing, Chop Care and Chop the Throne. Classic CDs, 2011.
And they just did the new Rihanna record.
Oh, yeah, I ain't heard that one yet.
Chop That Talk or whatever it's called. Something like that.
They're just chopping everything. We chopped the world.
They do everything, yeah. And they did Weeknd's project, too, his new one.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Echoes of Silence.
That's dope.
What do you think? Are you a Weeknd fan?
I mean, I like some Weeknd stuff. I haven't really been having a chance to listen to everybody lately because I've been so busy and working. But Weeknd is dope. I like that. It's so different, everything that's out right now. You hear a Weeknd song, and you know exactly who that song is.
Yeah. Did you hear his Dirty Diana cover?
I did hear the Dirty Diana cover. That's you have to have some tremendous nuts to touch a Michael Jackson song, especially now that Michael Jackson's not here anymore. So just that, off the strength of that alone, makes this statement very much great.
What'd you think of the record?
I think it's all right, you know. I mean, I can't
it's
sing.
Not Michael's.
I can't sing, so I can't say I would have done it. And it's definitely not Michael Jackson, but they, you know, Weeknd, that guy is incredibly talented. He did his thing on there.
Definitely the whole OVO XO gang. You a fan of Drake?
I am a fan of Drake. Shout out to Drake, man. Forever in our hearts. That line right there is something I'm gonna keep with me forever and ever and ever. I really appreciate him. I wish I could shake his hand. You know what I mean? Tell him thank you for doing that, mentioning my brother on the song. But he's definitely a tremendous talent, innovator. Not afraid to be himself. He catches a lot of slack for his content or
yeah.
whatever.
Well, you know, what's his name? Ghostface Killer said Drake drops vagina bombs.
Drake also said he don't make music for niggas who ain't getting no pussy. So, I mean, he got a slug back for anything you got to say. You know what I mean? But Drake is dope. You know what I mean? When I was big on comeback season Drake.
Oh, yeah, way back. That's like 07 Drake.
Right. I still listen to that, honestly.
The Presentation?
I like old Drake. I like to see artists progress, and I feel like I'm on the same type of path.
You've definitely seen his growth like throughout the entire Room for Improvement,
right? And he's not
that's a true statement.
He's not exactly. He's for sure all this, and he's not just a rapper per se. He actually makes songs, so I think that's pretty dope that. He can, you know, fully express all his emotions or whatever, whether it's singing or how he does his harmonies and also his lyricism, too. So that's pretty dope.
Definitely. I mean, and Take Care to me was like, you know, completely just a dope. And when did it drop?
It came out in June. Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, how long did it take for people to start to really just realize?
Man, when you, first of all, it's, you know, 6 billion people on Earth. I'd say about 1 billion of those people rap.
Yeah. So nowadays, definitely. Right,
so it's pretty hard to get listened to for the first time. If nobody has any incentive to listen to you before, they have heard you before, there's no politics involved or no money involved, they're not just going to want to pick up your CD and put it in and actually give it a good listen. So I think that was my struggle first coming out. But, you know, after people start seeing my name and recognizing that, oh, so-and-so fools him, or he's cool because he does so-and-so as well, then they go back and listen to it and they understand.
Yeah, because I've actually known about you for probably a year almost. It was whenever a relationship dropped.
Yeah.
Because I heard that probably like the week before it came out. Okay. So February 7th, I guess that would be. And I'm like, who the hell is this dude on the intro? Like, that poem was nice.
Thanks,
Definitely. So how'd you hook that up?
I can't even answer that question. I don't even know. I mean,
did Hash reach out to you?
Yeah, he did reach out to me. And I mean, Hash is a cool guy. I see him a lot. You know, we in the same circle. So We always, you know, big up each other anytime we out in the scene. And I might have just sent him some songs back and said, hey, man, check me out. Because I look up to people that's doing positive moves, you know, whether they're multimillionaires or they're thousandaires. You know, anybody who has creative ideas and a work ethic, I want to work with you. So I just wanted to reach out to him, and I sent him some songs or whatever. And I don't remember how we actually got to him asking me to be on the CD, but that's definitely an honor, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, I mean, like, one of the most talked about, you know, local projects of the entire year. So to be a part of that, I guess, was pretty good for you. It was good look.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, it shows love. That means you show confidence to somebody if you put them on your intro.
Exactly.
If I did a bad job, they're going to take his CD out, not his rapping.
And they don't even care.
So it definitely means a lot, man. I hope to be able to work with Hash and, you know, Jedi Projects a lot more.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, he's dropping that relationship, too, coming up, I think.
Oh, man, you need to holler at me about that.
But I want to welcome in my other guest. She just walked in here.
Ton P.
Ton P, how are you?
I am doing well. I see you over there, honey. Brad Gilmore, what it do?
How you doing, Ton?
I'm doing really well.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
I was just asking 100, how did 2011 treat you?
Everything that I expected. You know, I set certain goals and I achieved them, so I can't be mad about anything.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I can't hate on that. That was nice.
No.
But you setting goals for 2012?
Oh, definitely. To infinity and beyond.
All right. No Toy Story.
Yeah. No, I'm reaching for everything. I'm trying to do as much as I can. So.
But definitely, you know, we were talking about, you know, 100's project, Legacy of a Legend. Houston Press showed a lot of love. Your Wake Up Kiss.
Right.
Houston Press. You know, the Shade just put out the list of the top 30 albums, and y'all were both featured on it.
Yeah.
You at number 7, actually. Yes, how'd you feel about that?
You
were ranked above, you know, like, you know, Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, above a lot of, you know, prominent projects. So how'd you feel?
I feel good being a woman that actually placed in the top 10, to be honest with you. I mean, as an artist, we all want to be in the top 3. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie and say I didn't want to be and I didn't expect to be. But at the same time, I was just honored to have had that type of impact to be in the top 10. So especially as a woman.
Definitely.
Because women nowadays, especially in Houston, we don't get that kind of credit.
So. I mean, how many women, how many female MCs are there just really in Houston that you know of personally?
Well, Uzi, there's a couple of female MCs that's doing their thing, but, you know, it's just getting out there. It's harder for us women to, you know, it's a little easier for men because this is so called a man's world and business. So it's a little harder for women. We have to do a little more.
What do you think, Wahana? Is it harder for a woman to break?
I'll say it would be harder for a woman to be taken seriously.
True.
It's a lot of times when you hear of a good female artist, the first thing you hear is she's good for a woman. So, I mean, that's right. Not a problem I can understand per se, but I can see where that could be frustrating. I know Tom P's work, and she's super dope. I co-signed at number 7. I think she should be higher.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? She's shit.
Well, I personally think you should be higher, but you know. I mean, that's really one person's opinion. So, I mean, and, you know, shout out to Houston Press for even recognizing, you know, the talent here in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I didn't even honestly know that I made the list till somebody told me. I didn't expect to be on there.
Oh, okay.
So, it's an honor.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, you're working with Hash, and we played, actually, a window seat with you and John.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all both, you know, are close to the THEM family.
Right.
Definitely.
The elite.
The elite. The elitists.
Right.
Are they elitists? I don't know.
Elitist, yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing. But who do y'all like locally? Let's talk about that. 100, you first. Who are you just a big fan of locally?
I'm a big fan of 100.
Right.
The whole BSK music count. Shout out to Jody B and Giles, Eddie Kane. I rocks with the nice guys. You already know that. Fan of D-Lo.
Definitely.
I'm a fan of Tom P. I like Hollywood Floss. I like Hash. And it's too many people to name. Dope Easy, Fails, Cab.
Shout out to the Head Records.
Yeah, the whole Head Records crew. I really can go on and on and on and on. I feel like right now is a perfect time for me to be doing it because I'm so connected with a lot of talented people. I really want to work with everybody that does anything.
What about you, Tom? Who are you a fan of?
I don't really shout out a lot of names, but to the heart, I am a fan of everyone's work, whether it's somebody that I jam every day or I do not. I'm a fan because I feel like I take I gravitate and take a little bit from everybody. I learn from those that are not, that I'm not fans of. So, you know, I'm a fan of everybody's work. I do listen to people's work, even if I don't listen to it every day. I do at least jam it. But if I had to name somebody, one of my closest fans would be Dante Higgins. I really...
Oh, yeah. You worked with him on Wake Up Kiss.
Work with him. And I'm actually working with him on his latest project. But I don't like to give names just because I like to... I do dabble in everybody's work.
It's hard not to leave anybody out.
It really is. So I don't even want to.
See, I feel like I'd be just, you know, fucked at like a Grammy speech or something like that, yeah. Trying to thank everybody. You know, and we think about it though, like right now you would have like 40 people to thank.
Yeah. Right,
so think
right.
about when you got to that level, like how many people you'd have to thank.
A lot.
I couldn't really do it. But I want to talk to you a little bit, Ton, about being a female MC.
Mm-hmm.
First off, like I want to ask, you know, what inspires you to start, you know, rhyming, MCing?
Well, what a lot of people do not know, and they're about to be awakened. I was singing first. Singing is really what I do. I just pretty much took heed to the MC, and I always did it that and wrote poetry and things like that. But I capitalized on the MCing, and that's how people saw the rapping first. But really, to the heart, I'm really a singer. But as an MC, or just as an artist, period, because I like to call myself an artist, not an MC, because that kind of like, you know, puts me in a box. I admire just a whole art of music, period. And I just, the only thing that bothers me is just that we don't really have a lot of female MCs that are really out here grinding. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you only hear one or two names thrown every once in a while. And usually that's me or Uzi,
yeah.
you know, who I respect a lot. But, you know, I feel like these females, there's a lot of talent out here. Not just females. I just feel like they need to gravitate and do more projects and work and features with other people.
Definitely. And, you know, like we had Jack and Leland. Jack Freeman and Leland on the show one time, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, a lot of people think they have a natural beef with each other just because they're like the two prominent, you know, I guess R&B singers here in Houston. Do you and Uzi have like a low key beef, or is it all love?
It's all love with me and everyone. Now, if somebody has a beef with me, I wouldn't know anything about that. I don't have time for beef.
Exactly.
You know, I'm too busy trying to make music. So I personally don't know of any beef between her and I. But I'm sure it's all
competition.
Natural competition.
There's natural competition,
yeah.
Obviously.
So, of course, yeah, she's a competitor, just like everybody else is. But I would love to work with anybody as long as they have that open mind to do music.
I got beef. I'm beefed up with everybody.
You don't like anybody 100?
I don't like nobody. I'm prejudiced to earthlings.
Well, there you have it.
But actually, I want to get. You talked about Dante Higgins, so Chris, if we could cue up, I want to play something from the Wake Up Kiss. It's the brand new record featuring Dante Higgins. How did that record come about?
I liked it. I mean, it was an old school track. I always wanted to do something to it, and I was like, who better to put on there than Dante Higgins? And I called him up.
And he's just like a beast lyricist, too.
Yes, he is. And he was like, whatever you want, just tell me and I'll do it. So I called him up like, hey, let's do this. He was like, all right.
So definitely. Well, this is brand new. This is Ton P featuring Dante Higgins off her project, The Wake Up Kiss. Okay. He's got to find it. He's slacking on his job today.
Yeah,
he had a hard time finding 100's track. See, Chris, I need you. He did a great intro. Y'all missed it. He did a great intro to the song. It's brand new.
It's called Brand New.
I mean, I gave it to you.
The Wake Up Kiss.
Ton P. I'm saying Don.
Don P.
You think you're putting Ton and Dante together?
Yeah, there you go. I was doing one of those couple names, you know,
yeah,
like
right?
Brangelina. So I hit you with that Don P.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
I see you rocking your Yankees hat.
Yeah, you know.
You're a front runner.
Am I?
I mean, you're rocking the Yankees.
Well, I mean, I like New York. I will
and you
say
got a
that.
Bulls hat on. Y'all are both front running right now. But back in the day, Bulls.
Well, my Bulls hat represents something. This is for BSK Bullshit Killers. Mm. You know what I mean? So
that's Bullshit brand. Killers. I like that.
You know nothing about that. That's brand. What's the brand identity? I mean, shout out to the whole BSK camp, man. Where y'all at?
All right. Well, here it goes. This is brand new. Ton P featuring Dante Higgins, The Wake Up Kiss.
Yeah, I know. Robotic, futuristic, George Jetson.
Yeah, yeah, I got that brand new flavor for your ear. Plane finna land, runway should be clear. I got that brand new flavor for your ear. Plane finna land, runway should be clear. I got that brand new flavor for your ear. Plane finna land, runway should be clear. And if it ain't clear, I'ma land it on you niggas.
Craig Mac Daddy, I lay hands on you, bitch. Handle all my business, riding around the city, looking like I stumbled up on 45 million. Riding in a dog, hit a growl in the engine. Riding with a princess, her seat so low it's like I'm riding with a midget, but I'm riding with a killer, monster, thriller. I spit so sweet it smell like orange and vanilla. Always keep it realer, sniffing when I enter. Flavor in your ear, I smell cherry on your pillow. Vision all blurry, had to fix my antenna. Now I see straight, so I continue my agenda. Told her she can get it if she keep it confidential. Baby, keep it all mental.
Yo, yo,
we got that brand new flavor for your ear. Yeah, got that flavor for your ear. We got that brand new flavor for your ear. Tom P got that flavor,
got
for,
the flavor
your ear.
For your ear.
We got that brand new flavor for your ear.
Tom P, I'm kicking a new flavor. Sweet like Starburst or Annihilator. Tom P, I'm kicking a new flavor. Sweet like Starburst or Annihilator. Tom P, I'm kicking a new flavor. Sweet like Starburst or Annihilator. I'm not a Star Wars, but I got a lightsaber. Yeah, and you don't wanna get slashed with it. Titties is the bomb, ass is terrific. On the Craig Mack track with D. Higgins. You niggas is the Indians, we be the pilgrims. Finna take it all the way to the top ceiling. We know the blueprints are ready, bitch, we in the building. New flavor like new candy. Grind so hard like I support two families. Won't lie, wouldn't mind a few Grammys. Tanning in the sun where the beaches are sandy. I'm playing Mike Jack, you niggas Tito, Randy. My nigga Wall say this shit be ridiculous. Dante and Tom P, we ripping up. Here comes the brand new flavor. Tom P got the flavor for your ear. Yeah, check out the brand new flavor.
Yeah, say shot to the G. Who else could it be?
And they say Tom P.
Tom P.
The Higgins in this bitch.
Hip hop power. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got that brand new flavor for your ear, for your ear.
Afraid to mention they gotta pay to make y'all pay attention, but not me though. The H-Town hero here to come to save my city with a flow sicker than chemo. Got your hoe looking cause she know that if you one of them people out there waiting for me to fail, you better off trying to find Nemo. I'm a boss off of my C-No, and if you talk shit you get slid like Jordan did Russell at the free throw.
It's game time and my year that started fine. Got on the grind and skipped the G-League and made the starting line. I'm about to do way more than shine. I'm about to blind those that was sleeping on dope. This the alarm clock and I bet you ain't sleeping no more. And if they is, they either double dope with dog food or somewhere on the corner being a bitch like the laws do. They try to box me in, but I spit that shit that made the walls move. And today they gave me a microphone. Today they made the wrong move.
I just want to light you up.
Now I'm about to light the city up.
Light you up like a fire.
And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid.
I just want to light you up. Like a fire.
My nigga Bay say you a threat to these niggas, and they ain't gon' like it, but I bet you get respect from these niggas. When I stand next to these niggas, I see nothing but rookies next to a goat. The sick is spitting, yeah, no BZ had that strip to your throat. I don't play no games, but need that drink, I got connects to the foe. And I know this Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid, but my nigga full of troll, cause I keep some Doty in the bag protected. But even when I smoke Reggie, man, it's good like Kobe at the last second.
I stay wrecking like a nigga need a tow truck. Reggie and Dro blunts to have me high for over 4 months. Don't roll dunks, but the skunk keep me stupid high. And I'm super fly, so hoes wanna ride with me like do or die. In competitions, I'm really known to ever lose a tie. Bitch, I'm known to get even more to business like a suit and tie. No slit wrist, but a nigga flow suicide. Best rapper in Texas, you decide, nigga.
I just want to light you up. Light you up. Like a fire, I just want to
They say time heals our wounds. We beg to differ as our moves zoom through the pouring out of liquor. One time for trigger, two times for shooter, they killed my nigga. Karma instituted to pick back the prostitute who screwed up everything in every position. Kama Sutra. Fuck them, yeah, and anyone who love them. Excuse my friends, remove my friends. But life to give grizzly eyes on the prize is hard. Mentally caged, I face time through our flaws. Instead of whirlwind in 2012, they lied. Mind did it, seeing ahead of our time. Fighting fire with fire, when will we learn? I smoke a cigarette and watch Bourbon Street burn. My G, shout out to the arsonist. Pity for my thoughts, rather than I saw my sis. They had evidence to witness this. But no one called an ambulance. What? That's my brother under that cover. Hit the whip and Danny Glover, could we see each other? One more time, I devote my everything to this. Legacy of a legend. I do.
Fuck the stereotypical stigmas. I'm a real nigga. Intelligent. Far from obnoxious. To me, real nigga means Negro insisting on goals getting accomplished. By any means necessary, niggas die for our cause. How you think we get February? Niggas behind bars. Just so we could touch what was ours. Not knowing the next generation would be a lost cause. Cause that's when the era of the nigga was born. Instead of trying to get jobs, niggas use Heron to get cars, be stars, and live laws. Niggas forgot to get smart. That's when we gave the man the upper hand. We planned to fail just because it failed to plan. Too many ended up dead for a few to get ahead. And that same few turned to millions in the pen. Now you got children of millions of men that was being educated on false pretense with no defense. Young niggas jump right off the deep end. It's a vicious sequence. I say sequence because these end. Cycles keep going.
Hello, welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show. You heard Brand New by Tom P, and you just heard Good Friday by 100 featuring JJ,
yes, Shooter
Mac. That was the Good Friday beat. That was from the Good Friday series, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you did that track. You did that track a while ago, huh?
I did that track a while ago. Actually, I that's an old poem my brother did. He was into poetry too, so I figured what better series to put it on.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think about the Good Friday series, both y'all? Because it spurred a whole lot of like imitations, almost. Not I guess imitations is a sincere form of flattery, but
everybody doing the same day, picking a day, making the
same. Yeah.
I mean, it's genius marketing. You know, I think nowadays artists are looking for ways to get their free promotion out of the digital age. Kanye is a very smart man. He had an album coming out, so what other way to get them to listen to the songs that weren't on the album?
Yeah, definitely. What do you think about Don?
I totally agree. I mean, Kanye's a genius. He's one of my favorites. So I'm not going to say I like everything he does, but I think that was a hell of a way to market his album.
What do you mean you don't like everything he does?
Well, what I'm saying is everybody, in order to be a genius, you have to have some fuck-ups. You ain't going to do everything totally
nah,
right.
I know you're not referring to 808s and Heartbreak.
I didn't say exactly what I was referring to.
That's what you're insinuating over here.
No, I'm not insinuating anything. I'm saying that I love his genius. I love his mind. But
you didn't like 808s and Heartbreak.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that everybody has, you know, everything's not always A-okay. I'm not saying what. I'm just saying.
I mean, you can say it.
He is one of my favorites, so, you know.
You can say it.
I know.
A lot of people didn't like 808s and Heartbreaks, and Tom P was just one of them.
It was different. I mean, I did not like it, but it was very different.
It wasn't. What'd you think?
I like that Paranoid song from that album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Paranoid.
I used to listen to that song all the time.
But were you a huge... Was that... I mean, personally, it's my, you know, fifth favorite Kanye West album. But, like... Yeah, I still like it. It doesn't mean I don't like it. It's right. Just not my favorite.
It was themed towards a situation that only Kanye could feel.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. Well, then his follow up was, you know, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which to me was an amazing record.
It was an amazing record.
Definitely.
But I'm just saying that.
But you didn't feel that one either, did you?
No, I'm not.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm a geek too. No, I think that he's a genius, and I think he puts out what he knows that anybody can relate to, and whether I could totally relate to, what is it?
808s
and Heartbreaks. I couldn't totally relate to the whole sound, but I think it was different and it worked.
All right, let me put you both y'all on the spot. I put you on the spot with the Reasonable Doubt question. But what's your favorite Kanye record?
My favorite Kanye record.
Album. My bad.
Oh.
Same question for you.
That's kind of hard. I would have to say the College Dropout.
The first one. What about you?
Man, I think My Beautiful was probably the most well-rounded, but College Dropout was
College Dropout. To me, for a long time, it was College Dropout, but then I recently re-listened to Late Registration.
I had
Kanye on repeat back in those days, so you can't really choose. All those songs is like mashed up on my iPod.
Mm. Well, like the first two albums sound like they went together. You know what I mean?
And I think they did. But to me, I would have to say Graduation was also, I mean, that was the peak. That was him, you know, getting over his obstacles and saying, okay, I'm a grown man. This is what it is. This is where I came from. You already heard my story. Bam. So I would have to say Graduation after.
That was his like most like about his ego and everything. Yeah. You know? But like the production again was like
stupid. I mean,
that was back though when they were doing like the Curtis versus Graduation.
Right.
I remember that. I remember that day. I was in McDonald's parking lot.
Really?
And I remember that's when they came on the radio and they were like, okay, Kanye. And I remember I was like, 50, you ain't got shit on
what?
Kanye.
Well, no. Well, okay. But you got to think though, like 50 wasn't stupid for making that bet because like.
No, it was a good marketing plan, period, for both of them.
Not only that, but like if I was 50 and I'm like, man, I sold 900,000 of my last record in the first week, right. And, you know, I'd be like, all right, Kanye, let's go.
Right. And not to mention Kanye mentioned 50 in.
Yeah, The Good Life.
In The Good Life. You know, that was genius, too.
So. 50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up.
And if they hate, let them hate and watch the money pile.
But yeah, no, definitely. But then like I think Kanye did like 975.
Yeah.
And then 50 still did 600 and something. We forget that. We call him the loser, but he did 635,000.
The wins and losses really come down to the bank account. He still got paid. So
right. I mean, he might. Well, speaking of, Kanye just got paid. Y'all hear about that New Year's Eve party he DJed?
No.
He DJed a party out in New Year's Eve out in the UK. Got paid $5 million.
Wowzers.
For how long? I bet you it was only 30 minutes.
Yeah, just to DJ.
The countdown.
I don't know. The countdown. Exactly. The 10 seconds. He did $5 million. $5 million on one night.
That's stupid.
I ain't hating.
Hating at all. What are you talking about?
But he also has a new clothing line called DW.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. It's at this late mother. But, I heard about that. It's some European. He started it, I think, in Europe. That's where he had the first, I can't think of the name, but yeah.
Shout out to Kanye. He's doing everything.
Big ups to Kanye.
But you know, but he made sure though, like he said, if I'm going to DJ your party, on the invitations, you have to send out, my name is going to be Yeezy World Peace, is what you have
really?
To, is that what you have to put as my DJ name. Which actually leads me to the next portion of my show. I have a segment on here. Shout out to Kanye West. It's inspired by him. The segment's called Toast to the Douchebags.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I just kind of have to call somebody out. I have to give him a little ego check real quick because I think you're just acting an ass. And it's Ron Artest changing his name to Meta World Peace. I'm not against him. He can change his name. But to me, your name is Ron. Your name is not Meta to me.
Right.
This is me. I don't know. What do y'all think about his name change?
It's funny.
I want a World Peace jersey. I'm going to tell you that, though.
I mean, it's going to be selling. Those jerseys are going to make a lot of money. I think it's funny because people who follow Ron Artest know that he's the same guy who was punching fans in the stands.
Yeah.
So
same guy who tried to rap.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Didn't he come out with a rap after the, what was it, the playoffs or the championship?
Yeah, the champions.
That was
record.
Just totally out of, yeah.
And then they had him on MTV and BET as like a hip-hop connoisseur. Like he was a judge for Freestyle Friday. And then he was on the top hottest MCs list. He had a hand in that. I'm like, where do you get off
doing something?
Meta,
like that, yeah.
Meta, sit down, Meta.
Wow, really?
But I don't know. What does Meta mean? Does anyone know?
I have no.
I haven't researched.
I didn't
Meta.
Even know that.
Maybe it's
you know he changed his name.
No, when did this happen?
This happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he made it official a couple weeks ago. He's been working on it since off season.
Oh, he's serious. This is not a
like Ocho Cinco, serious.
Yeah, he's Ocho Cinco.
That's
serious.
Another one right there. That's another one.
I feel
one.
Bad for Chad, though. Like, he doesn't know, like, Ocho Cinco is 8'5".
Right.
I said that same thing the other day. Not only did you change your name
to a funny name, but you're incorrect in Spanish grammar.
And my thing is, why didn't anybody tell him that?
Somebody knew.
Like, somebody, also, they were playing as well.
See, the thing about it was, he did it as a joke after a celebration. He had it on his back. And then he got fined for it because that wasn't his real name. So he said, okay, well, I'm going to go change my name. But he didn't think it through to make it Ochenta.
So still, so but it was supposed to be funny.
It was supposed to be funny.
But Ron Artest is for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those jokes are going way too long.
somebody's not letting Ron know.
Yeah, that's kind of
like your name is Ron. I don't see how he got meta. Like, I understand if you're like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Your name was Lou Alcindor. You didn't have the greatest name to begin with.
Yeah, but Ron World Peace wouldn't have worked either, though.
Yeah.
You got to change something.
Nothing World Peace.
None of them would work. I mean, period. There's no.
Like Meta Knight or some shit like that would be cool, but like not Meta World Peace.
We're going to pray for Ron Artest, man.
You're going to pray for Meta. You're going to pray for Meta.
Something ain't right.
But no, I want to, what do y'all have anybody y'all want to toast to? Anybody just kind of get in your grill, piss you off nationally, locally, somebody you know, your boss is fucking with you. It's all right. We can talk about it.
Say my boss, they might be listening.
Yeah, they might be.
I don't have a boss.
I want to toast to everybody. This is a new year. I might have haters. I might not. I don't really care. This is a new year, and I am going to the top. I am excited this year, so I'm toasting to everyone.
Are you taking?
Good thing.
Go ahead.
I got one. I want to toast to Janky Promoters. I want to let y'all know
that
even though you book your shows based on politics and popularity and the inner circle, I love you, and I'm going to make it. I'm here somewhere else. So right? I appreciate the struggle that makes me work.
Definitely. I mean, we can talk about that. What has been y'all's best and worst show experiences? Starting with you, Tom.
Ooh, my best and
worst. Let's start with the best.
My best show, I would have to say opening up for The Roots. That was a big thing for me.
Was that a warehouse?
That was at Ground Hall. That was really big for me. And then to be able to kick it with him and talk to him, that was
Black Thought?
Yeah, Black Thought is a really down-to-earth guy.
I could see that.
So that was a really big show. And I've done a lot of big opening shows for people, but that took the cake for me. My worst, I don't know. I'd have to marry
him. Have you had a worst show?
Of course. But people didn't know that. It was probably more mental than anything, but
yeah,
I won't put that out there.
What about you, honey?
I don't have any worse shows. Like Tom said, you know, people don't really know it. You kind of keep those struggles to yourself. But I think that every time we do something as artists, it's a learning tool
right. And
progression. I think I get better every time I perform. So I don't really have any worse ones. I actually liked my last show. It wasn't super major as far as opening for somebody or a huge crowd, but last time I performed was at the Montrose Winter Social.
Okay, yeah.
And it was a very intimate setting, and I got to do songs off the new project, which people hadn't heard yet, so that meant a lot to me just to test them out, and it was a great time. I need to see footage of that, whoever got that.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself at that show. I got a couple. I got a best and a worst show. I'm going to tell you, I got a couple of those. See, when I say worst show, I don't mean I'm performing bad. I mean the motherfuckers at the show don't have their shit together.
Right.
Like the sound guy
and the
promoter. Let's see, last Thursday, we played a show at, what is it called, Midtown Lounge? Mm-hmm. Now, already, have y'all know where that is, anybody?
Definitely.
Have y'all played?
So many times.
They have the stripper pole on the stage, which I was really fucking with at first, because I was just like...
I don't think I noticed that.
I think it's off to the side,
you didn't
right?
notice it.
Isn't it to the side on the left?
Yeah, it's like, if you're facing the stage, it's like on the left-hand side. You did
don't
not
ask
notice
me why I knew that, honey. I didn't know that.
No comment.
Well,
typically, I pay more attention to the strip pole when a stripper does, so I guess that's
there what you go. You didn't see it. It was a little rusty, but anyway. But, you can tell that no one's used it in a while. But, the sound wasn't together.
Yeah.
They didn't know that we needed three microphones. They didn't know that we had, like to me, if you're a promoter and you book a band, you need to know everything that comes with them. Or if you book an artist, you need to know 100 needs a microphone and he has his own DJ or Ton has whatever, you know,
right.
One microphone for singing, one for rap, whatever, you
right.
know. But, to me, he just didn't know what the fuck was going on. So that was one worst show. The other one was out in Austin. We played at this place called The Parish, and I'm just going to shout out this motherfucker real quick. Shout out to Travis at The Parish. He runs the shit. You're a dick face. And I don't like you. And I'm going to Austin tomorrow. I just found this out. So if I see him,
he's looking for you.
He's looking.
Yeah.
Shout out to I wish he would. Fuck that guy. But right now I want to get into some more music, actually. So, Ton, I actually want you to pick a song. What song do you want to hear from the? I have Wake Up Kiss. I got Heir to the Throne.
Heir to the Throne. I'd like to hear Gotta Have It.
Gotta Have It. Hey, Chris, if you could pull up Gotta Have It by Ton off Heir to the Throne. But while he's looking for that, talk to us a little bit about the Heir to the Throne project.
Heir to the Throne was just merely an idea someone threw to me, and I said, okay, let me try it out, see what I could do. And I took a couple songs off of Watch the Throne by Yeezy and Jay, and did my thing, picked five, and went in on it.
He actually he can't pull that one up right now. There's something wrong with the file. I'm sorry about that.
But I'll tell you.
Can we play Louis Vuitton?
You can play that one, yeah.
So talk about it. So like when Watch the Throne dropped, were you just like, I'm just gonna get on these beats, or like how did that come about? Really?
No, it was really just somebody said, hey, why don't you try to do this? And I was like, are you serious? And I don't think they thought I was gonna take it seriously, and I did. And bam, I was like, okay, so what are we gonna do with it? You know, and that was it. So
how the response from that project go?
It was all digital. I would have loved for the response to be, you know, more, but it was my first time ever just doing something digital. I had no hard copies. It was just digital. So it was an experiment. It was an experience, and so now I know how to work that digital side of it. Mm-hmm. But it still did really good. I'm still actually pushing it, but it would be something definitely that I'm going to re-release, but it's going to be on original tracks. Don't nobody steal this because I'm already working on it. I'm going to take those same samples,
yeah,
but it's going to be original. So it won't be any of the ones that you heard, but there will be some of the same samples.
That's tight.
That's a really dope concept.
Yeah, so
Chris,
that's what I'm working on now.
You have the record up now? All right, well, this is Louis Vuitton by Tom P off of Heir to the Throne. Brad Gilmore, yep. Show, Look Alive, Houston.com.
One, yeah. Two, one, two. Hey, welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Middle fingers in the air. Welcome to the belly of the beast. Take a chair. Killing anybody who dare to come near. Anybody wanna come test my skills? Going for the head. Sleepy hollow and eye clear. I ain't really giving a care. Who gon' stop me? Look at all the people you got. I'm one army. I'm a South Coast chick with a dirty South click. Down South shows give me dirty South rich. East Coast love me. They tell me that I'm the shit. Before you know it, haters gon' be kissing ass quick. Yeah, I tell them leave me alone. You ain't back in my zone. Boy, this ain't what you want. Welcome to the jungle. We feast on the weak till the weak don't mumble. I'm living in the moment. I make my own atonement. Well,
welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Well.
God damn it. Black Mona Lisa. All black frame. They got my name in gold. Gold locks hang. Too dope for the streets. Too pretty for pink. I will not rest. I will not sleep. 1982, the year the queen. Motai before I die, already for scene. Who doper than me? Who want it with me? I ain't gotta brag about it, just waiting to see. I'm the queen of the king, Louis Vuitton.
Welcome to the jungle, welcome to the jungle. Well.
God damn it.
Can you smell the fire coming out your radio? Daily flow 2 6 for 6, or bear these tracks 8 below. It's crazy though, your rappers run your mouth like it's wearing cleats. Bring the track, something you couldn't find in Desert E. Space City, who with me? Blast off, we gone. Killer, no, like Quilla, making legends. Now that EJ gone, bad precision, make collision. So I keep my mind on track, the future is ahead of me. I see no point in looking back. And I'm going to the days, and they've been praising everything I'm saying. Everybody better understand, I ain't playing, I'm the man. Oh, wait, when I get, when I go, everybody better know. They don't come with the flow, what it sound like, whoa. The people want more, 50 grand, that's donated me for the show. I'm making people move like Katrina at the map. So get up out my way, I'm destroying all. In my path, legend in this game, like Weaver with a tray before it. I just think to coke, so go ahead, snort it.
Don't try to stop me, cause I'm on fire. And the clouds can't stop me, cause I know that I'm higher. And my sweat is something that the world hasn't seen. You know, I'm balling to the maximum, me going to the extreme.
I'm a rapper with a backpack, never make a rag track, never do it half-ass, always do it to the max, always giving whiplash, never getting lashed back, and I run it for my team, Houston Texans halfback, and at half-mast, I will still stand over you, hate the scene, living dreams, only half as old as you, Space City is my team, and best believe we are the coldest group, up all night, doing things we ain't supposed to do, and I stay posted. Something like a stampede, and a stake home fight, something like a can't be. And I got the hottest flows, and these I cannot teach you. They gotta then worry on Indian menus. And if I offend you, then I guess I'm vegan meat. No one is as cocky or as arrogant as me. So I'm about to lose my mind. You got a couple niggas, and I got a couple dimes. You stuck in a pickle when I'm through. Just fine, just check my rhyme. I'm in my prime.
Don't try to stop me, cause I'm on fire. And the clouds can't stop me, cause I know that I'm higher. And my swag is something that the world hasn't seen. You know I'm ballin' to the maximum, me going to the extreme. Yeah, cause we show stopping, whole crowd rocking, we chart topping. Show me what you're working with. Life's amazing, all girls craving. Ask me how we do it. Yeah, because we ball. I'm on fire, clouds can't stop me, cause I know that I'm higher. I swear it's something that the world hasn't seen. You know I'm ballin' to the maximum, I'm going to the extreme.
Oftentimes we're doubted by the people that we need around the most. Well, at least that's what we think. But, my honey. See, oftentimes we're doubted by the people that we need around the most. Well, at least that's what we think. Dad don't speak. My sons won't know they grandfather's weak. Shit, better off that way. It took me years to see he's advanced. Now I turn the other cheek. So many bullshitters, I lift up the seat. Rather be pissed off than pissed on as me. This life is irony and karma's a pirate. Taking good shit, substituted bears, robbing hood shit. Fool with a Bible nearby and a full clip. React before life drives by. Pulls it, practice what you preach. But if your pulpit is bullshit, a full slip. So like a trip to rehab where we's at. School it is what I told myself. Nights, nah. To live fake is to die twice. So no need to shake hands, bro. We can forsake plans. No need for mistakes. Damn, you regret that you doubted me. Yeah. But honey, yeah. We gon' wave at them. We wave on them. Yeah. High haters, naysayers, we see you.
I'm on the front lines with my weapon. I am wearing less.
I don't cry when me and my friends fall out. If we're real friends, the feeling is never lost. They say time is money. Most can't afford the cost to put hours into their hours. They trying to be a boss, but you really ain't dying. Just rather see me dying. Like, what can we do as long as it's about you? Soon as I make moves, they suddenly doubt, dude. Don't come through, and now we construct misconstrued. Capo's brother got killed by his friends. Mine died, his partner sat and witnessed it. So I ain't slipping with y'all niggas, not a little. Your peace signs, just a trigger finger plus the middle. Fickle relationships made me heated until I realized I confused wants with what I needed. No need to shake hands, I'm slamming the brakes in. You need the mistakes, damn, you regret that you doubted me. Yeah. We gon' wave at them. Hey, yeah. High haters, naysayers, we see you. Appreciate you. Oftentimes we put forever tags on temporary equipment. People and relationships. We let them hold us back, hoping it hold us down. Giving them the benefit of the doubt. And all the while they doubt. Gave me shit, premise of companionship, loyalty, reciprocity, and breaking the foundation that a healthy trust is built upon. Not me, no more, so long. You gotta be all the way down with me, man, no middleman. I'm exfoliating out this skin out of my life, man. Even if you don't hear from me, you have no choice but to hear about me. Yeah. It's gotten to the point.
point that you gotta look up to look down. That's how it's down on me. So even though you've done me wrong, I'm moving on, and no, we can't get along. Alright,
greatest, stopping by on the legacy of a legend, giving a shout out to my big homie 100. We doing this damn dedication for his little brother, our big homie Jonathan Johnson, aka JJ, aka Shooter Matt, aka Mr. Roll Another One, letting you know that the show's still going on even though you're not here, my nigga. 2-4-10 forever.
Is my dick is, if you don't like it, mind your business, your business, your business, nigga.
Every time
fat.
I step inside the restaurant, the waiter be looking at me crazy like he paid to be afraid of me. Says he heard my name and the wanna make a play for me. I'm looking at him foolish like, stupid, why is you hating me? Think I'm overweight and it's your place to be disgracing me. Looking in my face, degrading me just like a racist be. Even though I'm not fat, like Keenan off all that, it is really all fact. I was once a chubby brat, chilling with my mama, buying jeans off the Husky rack, skipping collard greens and beans for a Kit Kat. Now I'm on scene with my team spitting sick raps, and niggas wanna ask why I use the name Fat Tony, cause I ain't phony, and I ain't a phony. And if it was rad in the past, then it's still phony. So don't wonder why I won't comply with a name change. I'm the same till I die.
Nigga, you ain't fat. My house is, my ounce is, my mouth is. If you don't like that, keep bouncing, keep bouncing, keep bouncing. Nigga, you ain't fat. My kids is, my bitch is, my dick is. If you don't like it, mind your business, your business, your business. Nigga, you ain't
fat. At every show, I'm approached by those asking what my name means. No, I'm not answering those things, cause it's not even mattering. Let's start focusing on my rapping. Just buy me a drink at the bar and ask me what my influences are. What's my favorite color car? What do I think of war? I rule like Bar Bar, you fool like Jar Jar. Hardy hard hard, very funny, you very dummy, and every question very crummy. I'm asking you, what do you want from me? An essay on the FAT, sonny? No, I won't expose what has been told before. I got to go, I got to roll and do real shit. Don't ask me what my name is, bitch.
I was wondering, what would it be like if I had a rap partner? So I decided, to separate myself, split my chromosome. Last two of me. What is the world gonna do with me? Let me introduce y'all to my new rap group. Come on. Tell me which one of us you like the best.
Ooh.
What's up, man?
magnetic reversal makes earthly roles flip. Out of control, cold drifts across the whole planet once the pole shifts. The prophecy explorer, as I read the Torah, I release an aura from the core of a mind that sparks a fluorescent aurora. Well, you can try this Colombian necktie on. My ideas fly on, electrically charged metallic ions. When it comes to stopping this, you'll be optionless. I left ominous documents inscripted on top of his sarcophagus. Even on the coldest polar days, I wear solar rays on the bottom of my feet like rollerblades. While in my fetal stage, I wrote a page. I can outrun heat from a loaded gauge and Methuselah like older age. My brain cold from intergalactic black folds, sliding from the head to the soul to the deepest black hole on the back pole. Trying to learn what I write might burn like a microwave type perm. I script the term discerning hybrid life germ. I'm writing scriptures from within that's in Richter's over 10 with a pen that allows me to draw pictures of the wind. I got photographic visualization, instantaneous memorization of difficult chemical equations. When time existed at zero digits, people witness my acts of scientific pre-neolithic geophysics. Big bomb my temple from a couple miles past the Hubble. Came out of the stubble in a gaseous elastic bubble. Well, I speak with unshakable certainty. At birth, my first words left the earth and landed on Mercury perfectly. When I come, I won't be seen exclusively. I'll be in a group of three. The man you see, the dude I used to be in a future. In the winter, I can make the summer calm. A common bond within like Shyamalan. When it comes to paranormal like phenomenon, I'll collar you, bite and swallow you. So physiologically knowledgeable that I could probably not move and follow you. To escape, you have to navigate through space, for instance. Eight solar systems away might be the safest distance. I dance in heavenly mansions and visually calculate how many times in an hour a fan spins. I'm here in a coat of cashmere. I'm casting fear like the bats appear. For half a year, I practice prepping atmosphere. If you offer me a glass of beer, I'll shoot toxic gas in here. It'll last until the sun passes and the grass is clear. Why would you question my relevance? I'm wearing titanium helmets to prevail against warlock spells and the elements. Move freely through the evolution of all species before radio frequencies and TVs. Throughout history, you could see me. My thought group sees the average trees. I travel past the seas and massive speeds and read faster than magic rabbits breed. Split review was not a tough decision. When I drop, makes a collision. That'll give a cyclops double vision. But as soon as he's placed in his tomb, I rewind from his dome to his eulogy inside of the funeral room. To the moment right before his mortal flesh was consumed. Back to his final oxygen intake while facing the moon. The previous decades till he returns to the womb. 9 months in reverse back to the reproductive vacuum. Baffling theologians by re-separating the sperm from the ovum. Making it return the indulgence of your paternal husband. It goes in the brain where I close in. Put a needle in his lobe, extract your unborn soul and leave it frozen. So much so the whole earth is cold. My words are so advanced. 20 million years from now, unwritten verses old. I read a scroll, get agitated and beat a roll, and enclose your torso inside of a needle hole. My rap pops like straps, chopping seeds from the waist so they legs drop. You have to handhold your lap. I know an 8 raps from my spacecraft. Then me and my great staff began to sail a universe's most unsafe paths. I take baths in radiation-based drafts. My mind state has a capacity so fast that I can recreate math. Once a thought is born, nothing can harm it. You'll understand the magnitude that it took for me to form it. I dagger the deal. Each elaborate character's kill. Got a Captain America shield that I wear in the field. I move at a rate so great the time warp will fracture and break. I show up at a place so early I'm actually late. Or I can activate velocities no one can impede. At such a rapid pace I use to get back before I leave. My cranial lab is made from titanium slabs. Flaming paragraph that travel intravenous path. Focal 30 out. Place me in the worst box. My words can spit a rocket at a church lot. From 99 blocks on the first shot. Whoa, you know what? What's up? You pretty good. You ain't so bad yourself. Maybe we should just go head on and stay as ones. Or we can spread out.
Spread out?
You take one side of the universe, I take the other.
I don't know.
Nah. We ain't gonna do it like that.
Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show. You just heard the Wizard, the leader of the South Park Coalition, K. Reno. That was a duality off his album a couple albums ago. It was called The Annihilation of the Evil Machine.
That was a beast.
Man, I wish I had that vocab.
Man.
I wish I knew it. Well, I mean, I listened to that record. I don't even know what he's talking about, but I dig it.
But you know what? K. Reno's been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah, he's like 23 albums deep.
Yeah, the boy's been doing it for a minute. So, traveling.
Yeah, always, always. So I shout out to Kay Reno and the whole SPC clique. Right now, I want to get into some upcoming events here in our fine city. And if y'all have any shows, this is the time to plug them coming up. But right now, this Thursday, we have Turning Heads Houston. It's a bi-monthly hip-hop showcase bringing new MCs to people. This week or this month, they're featuring Iceman, Van Solo, Justified, and K-Dog. It's BYOB at Check Other Outfitters. That's 2507 Bagby Street. You know, go check that out. You know, Turner Heads is a real dope event. They've been doing it for a long time now.
Definitely.
January 21st, we got the Space City Beat Battle Championships. That's brought to you by, you know, Jedi Master and Black Rose and T. Piper.
Piper Media.
T. Piper.
That's me, baby.
Yeah, it's legendary DJ Scratch. He's going to be a guest judge. iPod Ammo and Arsenic are going to be in the mix. So definitely go check that out. And if you're there, you can just go into the next room because also January 21st at Warehouse Live, you got Kendrick Lamar. Oh, have y'all heard Section 80?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
It's one of the best CDs come out this
year. I love it.
Kendrick Lamar is going to be live. It's 8 to 11. Get your tickets. You can get your tickets from me. Tweet me, Brad Gilmore, or you can get them at scoremoreshows.com. And then Check Other Outfitters will also present the Grand Duel premiere from Skinny Guy. Shout out to Tori Ramirez. That's January 22nd, the day after, with performances by FDS, Bucklemore, Tim Woods, 2011. Shout out 2011. And Dope Easy. also, music by DJ Mentos. Hive Life, by the way. Check that out. Any y'all got any shows coming up?
I have a poetry performance this Thursday. I don't know the address, so you have to follow my Twitter to get that.
Is that the Dope? That's not that one.
Oh, don't give me the line. I have one this week, and I also have one on the 15th. I get them mixed up, which is
weird. Yeah, that's the one we're both performing at.
Okay, yeah, it's going down.
Where are you performing this Thursday?
It's somewhere off I-10. I don't know the exact address. Follow at 100. I'll put that up tomorrow for you guys.
I'm going to some poetry thing on Friday at the Horn.
Okay, yeah, the Horn's dope.
I've never been to a poetry slam here in Houston, so I'm looking forward to it.
Man,
I might come to yours too, though. Thursday, you said?
Yeah, man, come check me out. I have some really ill shit to say.
I respect that. Oh, also, tomorrow, if y'all going to be out in Austin, Texas, you'll see me and my flattery feathered hair out there. I'm going to be out there with supporting Dope Beezy, Killer Calione, the Tauntauns, and Parking, all good friends of mine. And go shout out, they're playing at the Mohawk tomorrow night. So go check that out for you Austin, Texas listeners. But I want to ask you something. You know, when y'all make a project, I mean, y'all have to, a big part of it is the title.
Right.
To me, when you name something, that's putting a stamp of it. And like, this whole, you know, thing that I just spent months working on.
Right.
This is what I'm calling it. This is what it means. So I want to ask y'all individually, for Legacy of a Legend, where did that title come from?
The title came from because I feel like although my brother may not have touched everybody individually, you know, as far as being like a mainstream artist or multimedia, he affected a lot of people. Some of them didn't even know it, whether it's through his affiliation with Rap Loud or with basically what I was doing with the clothing or just being out and around. He knew a lot of people, like Drake knew him personally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was in arm's reach of basically anybody that you would see on a social scene. So, in my mind, that would make him a legend. I know he impacted a lot of people. He influenced me, and I'm his older brother. And, you know, this was my tribute to that legacy that he put together, Will, that we had done. It was all about our life. So, that CD, I couldn't really think of too many other titles besides. I had to put something with legend in there because that's what he is.
Definitely dope. What about you, Tom, with the Wake Up Kiss?
It's really self-explanatory. You know, a lot of people felt that hip hop was dead and music was dead. I personally didn't think that, but I felt like as a female coming out as hard as I was coming out and as I've been coming out, I felt like I was going to wake the game up, whether it was dead or whether it was sleep or, you know, in a coma or whatever the case may be. That was what that generated from me waking it up with a kiss. It's soft. I'm still a woman. I'm still a lady, but I'm hard. So don't get it twisted. Hey. So when I wake you up, you're going to get woke up. So that was where that came from.
Definitely. I think that's definitely dope. And I know y'all both have projects coming up. You have Keep It 100.
That's right.
I mean that's pretty self-explanatory as well, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, people still ask me, what does your name mean? But, the whole 100 thing was not something that was I created. It was given to me by old head. Because I was always really honest, and sometimes I'd get in trouble for my mouth. So I think Keep 100 is now my expression of that root of honesty.
Yeah.
It's not based on my brother or anybody else. This is 100% me. So keep 100% be honest with you.
And when are you trying to drop that? I know you keep pushing
it
back.
Man, I keep pushing it back. I mean, originally the goal was January. Then the goal was February. Yeah. I don't know. I have so many songs right now, but I want it to be so perfect. And, you know, we just confirmed a Tom P feature.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? And there's a couple other people I'm looking at too. And I just got a whole bunch of beats from Trek Sound. Shout out to Trek Sounds Productions. So it keeps getting pushed back because it's going to be so much bigger and better than I at first envisioned it. And I want to make sure it's right.
Definitely. And then, Ton, you have an EP dropping the 7th of February?
It's actually going to be the 10th. And the 7th is when I'll be on this show again.
Yeah, you'll be here again, the 7th.
Yeah, it's gone through a cycle of names. The name that I've been holding on steady with is Breakup. But I've been thinking about transitioning that name because so many people have been using it, i.e. Hash Brown's relationship or just different things that, you know. So I might go through a different name. But this EP is my very first EP for people to be able to hear me who I am and to be able to take that MCing and that singing and put it together. So this is music that a lot of people have not heard, and I just am going back in and revamping it and making it even, you know, better and strong. And so it's going to be a very small EP, like old EPs, 6 or 7 songs, and that'll be February 10th, which is about a week before Valentine's Day, which there's a reason behind that.
So it's about 4 days.
Okay. Yeah. Something like that.
Half and then
I'm going to be dropping my very first album, which I'm extremely excited about. And that will be in August or September. So I'm taking about 5-6 months to work on that and then do heavily promoting and things like that. So shout out to the team, T Piper Media, Shea Boogie, you know, Nonstop District, you know, like everybody that's showing love, because this is definitely the year of Tom P. I'm not playing games. It's going down.
Definitely. And I know T Piper is either listening now or he's going to listen to the replay. Piper, I got you on that lunch, bro. He knows what I'm talking about. I got you on that lunch, bro. But I want to ask you something about you being a female MC. Right now, if I asked you who's the most prominent female MC in mainstream hip-hop, you would say?
Other than myself? There's not very many, to be honest with you.
Who would you say would number one be? Not personally. I'm just saying, like,
I'm thinking. I mean, other than Lauryn Hill, of course. I mean, but she's not in the industry right now. Yeah. That would be who, me personally, I would say holds the most weight. And if she was still out doing music, Lauryn Hill.
We talked about Lauryn a minute ago. But to me, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a fan. I'm not saying you should be a fan. I'm just saying, like, right now, to how it looks, I mean, Nicki Minaj is holding it down for the female MCs.
Of course, that's what people would
say. What's your personal opinion? Like, I mean, you can air it. What's your personal opinion on Nicki Minaj?
Why are you trying to, you know what you're
This is a Brad Gilmore show.
Let me say this.
Here.
I'm not going to shit talk because I don't shit talk.
I don't like Machine Gun Kelly, and he's white.
I don't shit talk people because I don't have to. That's just my personal preference. But I will say, you know, to everybody who likes that Barbie, you know, that life fake type of persona, then that's for you. But that's not me. I believe that Nicki Minaj is very talented. Yeah. She can spit. She's hard. But that facade world that she lives in, this Barbie world, that's not me.
Not for you.
And I don't think that, to me, that does not personify hip hop.
I mean, what is it about, like, I mean, like, basically pretty much back in, like, you know, the late 90s, I mean, Lil' Kim was prominent back then.
Right.
What is it, why do you think, like to me, like, I like to listen to rap. I can't really just get down with a lot of Nicki Minaj music because I can't say, like, I'm a bad bitch or anything like that. Because I'd be looked at.
Yeah, I'm not a bad bitch.
You could say that because sometimes men can be bad bitches.
No, we ain't
don't have to admit it, but it's true.
You better not say that, Brad. We're not partners no more.
No, I would never say that 100.
To be honest with you, Jean Grey would be, to me right now, the female MC that is just ripping shit. Jean Grey, she got a foul mouth. Mm-hmm. She's a nice looking lady. She ain't, don't get me wrong, those females that want to take their clothes off, and that's them. But don't put every female in that category. And when a female don't want to take her clothes off, she don't have to be a bitch, and she don't have to be this and that. I don't take my clothes off. I sell you sex without even showing you anything, and you still like it. So that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like artists. That's the way I do it. That's how I do it. But I respect every female. I respect Nicki Minaj because the chick is dope. But I just feel like I think that she has way more than what she's giving us.
I feel like it's just so much pressure on image, you know, because the whole thing about, you know, you're not really selling as much hard copies anymore. Now everything's more digital. So now your image is maximized more than it was in the 90s.
Right.
And even then, you had to be a certain type of character. And then for a female, you had to be an even more exaggerated character because you're going to get that, well, she's a girl label. So I understand what you're saying.
I mean, because sex is going to sell. I mean, that's the whole point for sex to sell. But I am a firm believer that you can sell sex without giving it up. I truly believe that.
Well, swag. I mean,
some serious swag.
I'm down. I'm about that life. But but definitely, I want to get into another portion of the show. I like to like listen to like three or four projects like a week and just kind of like absorb them. You know what I mean? And really get into them instead of just hitting shuffle in the iPod, which I do sometimes when I'm bored. But like I said, I'm gonna tell you what's been in my deck, and I want y'all to tell me what y'all been jamming. But like I said, I've revisited Late Registration. I got to say, that was a great Kanye album. I like that he put Paul Wall on Drive Slow, and that Paul Wall shat on everybody on that record, in my opinion. I've been listening to every verse that Andre 3000 released in 2011. There were seven of them.
Got to. So we're waiting for something else.
I'm waiting for a project.
Right. I think he's warming us up.
You think so?
I think so.
He better be.
He's playing with us.
Because Love Below, I mean, he definitely has to top that, which I'm sure he will. But that was a awesome.
Yeah, Love Below is dope. I have one criticism about Love Below. I just wish he would rhyme more. I wish he would have rap more.
Okay, so then well that brings me to Drake. So then what do you feel about
Drizzy? I feel like not right now, bro. I feel like Drake Drake balances out more than Dre did on that record.
But like, Drake is not really a singer. Like,
no, he's not.
You know,
I mean I come from a classical singing background. I just want to let everybody know that.
You have to throw that in, right?
But I was in a group called the Madrigals. A little quartet. No, but definitely. I mean, Drake's not the greatest singer in the world, but, like, you know, it's what he does, I guess. You know, I'm a fan. I'm not a fan of, like, some of his earlier singing that he did because he was kind of off key in a couple records that I heard. But you being a singer, I know. Like, I mean, what do you think about Drake's singing?
I mean,
I'm going to put the heat back on you because I was reaching for an answer.
Well, honestly, I think that, I mean, what he's doing, it's in his lane. Now, if he tries to get out of that lane, that's going to be a problem. Yeah. But like his artist, I guess as his artist, The Weeknd, they have very similar styles. Very similar. But I think, I mean, what he does, people like it, and that's what matters. If people didn't like it, then that'd be a different topic. But I enjoy it. I mean, this wasn't, to me, his best body of work.
Take Care? Is that what you're referring to?
Take Care, yes. I can't say that I
You liked it more than the... Did you like it more or less than the first record?
I liked it less.
Okay,
honestly.
Then take me... Thank me later.
Thank me later, yeah. I mean, neither one of them were just the best albums to me. To me, his best work is when he comes out with a single or when he's featuring with somebody.
Oh, wow.
That's just my personal thing. But I do like Drake. I think he's talented, but I mean,
this might be an easy question for everybody, but 100, Drake or Wayne?
Overall, like ever or right now? Right now, I think Drake's doing better than Wayne.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, right now, Drake's doing
What y'all think of Carter 4?
I'm not a fan of Carter 4.
I am not either.
I don't think anybody is.
But I've heard a lot of people say
a million copies in the first week, though.
But that's because he's Wayne.
He's going to sell.
But then when they get the album, they're going to be like, what the hell is this?
Well, y'all forget, like, everyone thinks that he went from Carter 3 to Carter 4. He had two albums drop in between that no one cared about.
And then a whole bunch of publicity with the jail thing. So he's going to sell regardless. He's going to always do well. I don't see Wayne ever not selling.
Yeah, I guess his key, though, is, you know, he's got a strong fan base.
Right.
He's got a strong team. Like, his team is his family.
And they strategize very well. I don't think that the whole him going to prison was accidental. I think that everything is planned. I'm sorry. When you really think about it, it's all a part of his
It's good for your career.
Yeah. I think it's all a part of his persona.
I mean, you won't catch me in prison anytime soon to bust up my record sales.
Well, hey. But you're not talking about what he's talking about either.
If you get a deal like that when you get out, and it ain't that bad a deal. You come back, make $1 million.
Yeah.
You might consider going to jail.
I'll sit in the cell, come out, and be a multi-millionaire when I get out.
Are you sure about that?
I ain't sure. Especially one of those kind of jail cells where you got security and stuff.
I don't know, but like, what do you say? He's always got Birdman, you know, backing him and Slim and all that. How important is family in supporting your music career?
That's number one to me because I'm very family oriented. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my family has to have my back. I mean, even though we don't always get along, that is a big support system.
So it's very important.
Because they're going to always be there, whether you like them or not.
Yeah.
You cannot get rid of them, period.
What do you think, Mahan?
That's how I feel about, I mean, my family is an extended family. My blood relatives, some of them we don't speak anymore due to my situation or whatever. But my basic family, my BSK niggas, like, we are brothers. So the fact that we do everything together and we support each other, that's my support system. So it's definitely important.
I mean, I definitely agree. I feel like my parents, they didn't really know where I was going with it at first. Because I remember our first show, my mom came up to me the night before, right? Mm-hmm. She came up to my room and everything, because this is where I still live at home. And she was like, Brad, now, if you go on stage and they boo you, don't let that throw you. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Mom? If they boo me, I was kind of pissed off by that statement. I was like, you obviously have no, you know, whatever. I can't think of the word.
Mama don't know what kind of son she made.
She didn't recognize.
But when you, but to be honest with you, that was some great advice. You know, people never think about that. You could still be booed because people don't know who the hell you are. And then once they hear, you know, you're talking to somebody. I've been on Apollo, the number one show where booing is like they can boo you for having on ugly shoes that don't match what you have on, but you can sing. After seeing that, I'm like, people will boo you for anything.
Anything.
Yes. Thank you for catching it.
That's when you're serious.
But, you know, I understand. Like, family is definitely a big, strong support. But I actually just realized that we got off track about the In the Deck thing. Mm-hmm. Y'all never told me what y'all been jamming.
Little Brother.
Little Brother?
Foreign Exchange.
You like Little Brother? Fonte and Big Pooh?
Yes, I love them. Of course, Lauryn Hill. Of course, Tawn P. And some... local artist, Jay-Z, of course, Kanye, all of them. Jean Grey.
Yeah. What about you, Juan?
I've been jamming Chop Kea. I think that bring a whole other element. How they mix the songs up, that make you want to listen to CD all over.
Well, what's your favorite record off Take Care? Favorite song?
Look What You Done. It sounds like something I would do.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a really good record.
That felt to me like a song that I would have made.
What do you think of Practice, his cover of Back That Ass Up?
I thought it was horrible.
You thought it was horrible?
I mean, I don't back my ass up too much. That's not my style.
I just really couldn't believe I could believe it. He's Drake. I mean, he feels like probably at this point he could do whatever. I just didn't see the point of that.
I hear like this personal thing you got with Drake
or
something.
No, it's not. I have nothing personal with anyone, but I'm just going to say. I mean, we're on the Brad Gilmore Show.
You can say whatever you want to.
I don't have anything personal with him. I'm a Drake fan.
That's just what I'm saying. I'm a Drake fan.
I am too, but I'm going to be real. I'm not going to say everything is tight because I like somebody.
When I heard that record, because you got to think, when Back That Ass Up came out, I was like 4. So I really just didn't remember that record, you know. But I've heard it, you know, diving back into hip hop, and I thought it was a decent cover. It wasn't juvenile good.
No,
but you know, I think that just tells me that hip hop, you know, reaches out to everybody. And Drake was influenced by Juvenile, and I would have never known that had he not done that record.
I would have actually believed that he was influenced by Juvenile, saying as though Juvenile worked very closely with Wayne and Birdman,
Hot Boys, and all that. But no, I get that. But you know, I have another thing I want to do on the show. Like, I think hip hop is right now the biggest genre of music in the world right now.
Easily. It's on every commercial.
And like you said, the 6 billion people, a billion of them rappers. That you said?
I don't think that's an exaggeration.
There's a lot of people rhyming nowadays. But you know what's cool is, like, I think hip hop has transcended into other genres, to where other genres like recognize this is a true art form. To where back in, you know, the 80s and the 90s, people were like, it's going to go away. Like, disco went away. But we definitely know that that's not going to happen 40 years almost, or, you know, something like that with hip-hop. So it's been around for a while. And I want to actually play a song, Chris. If you could get that record that we – you know what I'm talking about. Get it pulled up. This is a couple weeks ago, I played a cover. Like, a country band covered Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg.
That's tight.
And then last week, a singer-songwriter, her name's Nina Gordon, covered Straight Outta Compton.
Wow.
So right now, this is a band called Dynamite Hack. I don't want to say what song it's going to be, but I want everyone to listen to this. This is how hip-hop has influenced other genres of music. So go ahead. This is Dynamite Hack on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts preaching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac 10 on the side of my head. I bailed out
outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the bulls kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, I went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. Car pulls up, who can it be? The fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. Bored as hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6'4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. The bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know, I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. You just heard a Boys in the Hood cover by Eazy-E, covered by a group called Dynamite Hack. Well, thoughts, rappers, fellow rappers, thoughts.
Wow. I mean, influences. I mean, that was different.
Yes, definitely different than the original.
Yes, definitely. But it's music, so.
I would have never, like, thought that group listens to N.W.A.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like to be honest, though, 100, if you saw me walking down the street, you would never think that I'm into hip-hop. You know, I think I'm just saying it's just transcended to all cultures, all walks of life now. Right. Like to me, like, I can listen to N.W.A. and I might not, like, know, like, I might not be able to experience what they're talking about, but I can relate to what they're saying. You know,
yeah.
It's like teenage
Definitely.
Aggression. You
Definitely.
Know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't have it bad because I'm brown, like Ice Cube said. You know
right.
what I mean? So I can't relate to that fact, but I can relate to the aggression in his voice and, you know, being, you know, that teen angst. Because, see, I think he was like 19 or 20
mm-hmm.
when that record dropped, was straight out of Compton with N.W.A. So, I mean, what are y'all, aside from Houston, like what coastal region y'all really like? Do y'all like East Coast, West Coast? I know we're the third coast. We're the South. What do y'all really like?
I think I'm closer to the Midwest. East than I am to the West Coast. I have a lot of friends in Compton, so, and I lived in Phoenix. So shout out to the West Coast. But as far as what I listen to, I probably would listen to the East Coast because I like cadences and melodies.
Right.
More so than just aggression.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mine would be the same. I'm a diehard East Coast.
I can hear that.
Fan.
I can hear that in your music.
And people think I'm from the East. I'm not. I'm from Port Arthur, Texas.
Hey,
PA till I die, baby, and that is what it is. But
PA,
I love music. It doesn't matter where it's from. I listen to country music, rock. It doesn't matter.
You like country music?
I do.
All right.
Don't ask me no who my favorites are because
I'm not gonna put you on the spot.
I do listen. I love classical music. All of that.
All right. Do you have any favorite classical composers?
How did I know you were about to go there?
Mozart.
You like Mozart?
Why are you playing, for real?
I didn't know.
I really can't pinpoint any favorites, but I just love listening to different types of music.
Yeah, I mean, like the melodies and like stuff the melody, they came up
yeah.
with back then. that's crazy shit to me.
Yeah. When you hear it, like, that stuff back then seemed like it was so much harder to do. And then you think about how easy it is we're making this shit now. And it's like, they really made music then.
So do you think that, you know, like a lot of people are saying music is disposable now? What do you think of that?
Well, tell me what that means.
Like, anybody can be an artist now. That's not my opinion. I'm just saying that's
well,
what.
Well, if
that's
society conscious. Is saying that, technically that is true.
It depends on the definition of your artist. I mean, anybody can go record. That's nothing. You pay somebody, they'll push a button for you.
Yeah.
But as far as the artistry and creating a thought that evokes emotion and imagery in somebody's head, that's a whole other skill.
So, like, but like you said, like everyone you meet nowadays is like, oh yeah, I rap. By the way, like I'm also a rapper. Like in another life, like what do you think about that? Do you think everybody can just say that I'm a rapper, or is rapping something that you can't say I'm going to become this?
Hell no, I'm gonna say that, and I'll say that with aggression because I've been doing this all my life, and I will never say I'm a rapper. People say I'm a rapper. I say I'm an artist. And that's because I can do this, 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 and this. But I've never wanted people to say, oh, Tawn P, the rapper. I would prefer MC because MC is more of a skill with your wordplay, your cadences, and things like that. But I would never classify myself
as
a rapper.
It's like what KRS-One said. He said, rapping is what we do.
Right.
And MC is who we are.
Right, right.
And I feel that. And like, I came from a poetry background first. So it's about expressing yourself more so than just rhyming words with a punchline of a beat.
Right.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, like, you know, you said, you mentioned you came from a poetry background as well, right?
Right.
So was that something y'all developed in school?
No, well, you know, my background was more of jazz. Like, my grandfather and my mother, it was a lot of jazz records and, you know, those real instrumentation, those, you know, horns and brass and all of that. That's really where my background is from. And, you know, just like with jazz, it's more the words are in the music. And so with poetry, it's just another form. Rapping is just another form of poetry. It's just a more modern poetry. So to me, every rapper, MC, is a poet. You take that music away, then you're a poet.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's the same thing.
I mean, were y'all involved in any kind of music activities when you were in high school or anything like that? Or middle school or anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't just pick it up.
Right.
You had to get
activated. What were you a part of?
I mean, I did plays, you know what I mean? Everything from church, from when I was 2-3 years old. I've been doing speeches and praise and spoken word and, you know, at event ceremonies, I'd be the MC, you know, hosting and whatever. So I've always been trying to find ways to convey my message. And then poetry just took me to a whole other level where I was doing open mics and stuff like that.
And like, when did you start doing open mics?
I would say the first one I ever did was I was just turned to like a preteen. I went somewhere with my cousin and kind of just ran up there because I wanted to say something. It wasn't the most awesome thing in the world, and I was nervous, and I stumbled on my words or whatever, but it was pretty cool.
What about y'all's first hip-hop, like the first time y'all performed your music? When was that? What was the first time you performed your music?
My own music?
Yeah.
Ooh, this was in Port Arthur.
PA.
This was in PA. I was about 18, and it was more, that was a more singing, but I got up and spit something, and I was nervous as hell, because I had never really, like, got in front of anybody and spit.
Yeah.
So, but it was actually a good experience for me. You know, I kind of learned the do's and don'ts, but that was my first experience when I was about 18.
What about you, Wanda?
I say the first one was at a family reunion. I made a little quick rap mentioning all the family members' names and thanking them for coming out. I was probably maybe about 15, 16 years old.
Wow, and then y'all just kept doing it. Like, did you have like an adrenaline rush when you got off stage or when
it's
you
were scary. You're sweating. You know,
before
you're nervous.
And after.
Yeah. And when I get anxious. When I get nervous, I forget words.
I'm not even going to lie, this may be gross, but before I perform, I get the bubble guts.
Okay.
That's something people don't really know, but I'm not even going to lie to you. Since we can be real.
Yeah, no,
people say
real.
They don't know me. I get nervous every show. But
really?
Yeah.
It's never gone away?
It's never gone away. But I think if I didn't have that, something wouldn't be right.
It's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Definitely. I more so than nervous, I get anxious before. Because it's like, because you know you're supposed to play at like, you know, like 8:45 or 10 or whatever.
You're going
to
watch every 5 minutes.
Right.
Fuck, we're not
Right.
And then when you finally get up there, though, it's the nerves go away? No, you're staying with you.
No, they stay in that. The reason why I think it's because the sound. I'm always worried about the sound. People are going to hear me. Yeah. Did the engineer do a good job with making sure my, you know, volume is right in the mic and all that other stuff. So I'm constantly, until I get off, I am like the Tasmanian Wayne.
Same with you, Juan?
Yeah. I'm trying to decide which is better for me, to watch other acts perform first or to just come out from behind stage. Because one thing that I think as artists sometimes affects us is seeing how the audience is for the last act in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that person was commanding the crowd, you're like, oh, man, they're not going to clap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you got to pull out something a little extra, try to get their attention. But that's something I try to not, you know, focus on too much.
I mean, y'all obviously played, you know, a lot locally and whatever. Do y'all have a favorite venue? Y'all played at?
I would have to say House of Blues.
Oh, where'd you play House of Blues for?
It was actually opening up for Devin the Dude. I just like the venue. The venue's really nice, but I like those grimy looking venues. I don't know why.
Have y'all ever played at the Mink?
I was just about to say the Mink. That was my answer.
That was your answer? That's one of my favorites.
Because it, like she said, it's grimy. It looks like a garage band type setting. You feel real close to your audience or whatever. I think that's pretty cool. It's dark.
Yeah, you got to think, okay, look, I'm going to put this in perspective for me. The first time, it was about a year ago, actually, the Main Street Block Party is when I first performed at the Mink. And you got to think, okay, obviously I'm of the Caucasian race, and I walked in there and I was like, bro, this looks like the Shelter from 8 Mile. Like, that's exactly what I thought. Right,
you're
though?
Right. You're right.
It looks exactly like that. And like, I remember another white MC, his name is Kyle Hubbard. I don't know if you know Kyle.
Yeah, I know Kyle very well.
Yeah, and you know, I texted him. I was like, bro, I'm in the Shelter right now. And we had a little Eminem, little B-Rabbit moment, little B-Rabbit moment. But the Mink, I love the Mink. I think it's a cool stage.
I think it is.
I like Mangoes.
Mangoes, cool.
Yeah, Mangoes is nice. There's a spot in Dallas called The Door.
The Door?
Yes, it's really nice. The sound is, oh my God. But the engineers are really good there. They're really precise with the sound. But it just has that grimy, like, busted up stage. You might want to watch out because you might fall in that hole type thing, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think a really rundown venue is actually where I put my first show is Numbers.
Numbers is another one. Yeah.
Numbers is very grimy, run down. But
I like that stage.
That stage is nice.
It's a huge stage.
And like they have a big poster in the back of everyone who's performed there throughout the years. And if you go read that, you're like, damn, I'm actually somewhere.
Right.
I remember back in the day, this place must have been popping. You know, I remember my uncle said it used to be like on Sunday nights, it was like the ecstasy night, and they used to there's a counter there, mm-hmm. like in Numbers, like right when you walk through, you know that counter, they used to sell X pills. To people.
That's not hard to believe.
Yeah, hell no. What? It was legal in the 80s.
They should bring that back. I got a song for that.
Oh, wow. I performed there once. I opened up, I don't know if you guys know, a Grammy-nominated Anthony David. He performed there. He's a more of a neo-soul type singer. Uh-huh. But that was my first time ever even stepping foot into Numbers. But it was a nice event, nice show. But I like the look of it.
The look of it.
Yeah.
So y'all have any shows coming up?
The show, and this is bad because I was just told about this show. I think it's the same one that 100 will be at. It's a poetry event. I think it's the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be doing some shows on Tuesday nights at this spot called Azul, and it'll be more of a live band type. Because that's my thing. I like the live band.
Me too. What I got to do to get that?
I could get you that information.
Yeah.
The guy. Yeah. I know a guy, you know. But right now, my focus is doing those small shows, but really focusing on these projects and features. So another thing, people hit me up. Features, I'm open to features. But I'm going to just say this, and I have to let this be known, that people get mad because I charge for features, but it has to be worth my while. I would never hit anybody up and say, okay, I'm not talking about you. Just FYI. But people get mad.
Well, he's like, really?
We didn't talk about that.
I was going through my wallet right now.
But no, I mean, I feel like it has to be worth your while. Like, if it's not going to be monetary, okay, it's not going to be no song we're going to sit on.
Yeah.
It's not no mixtape shit. It has to be something that is going to be pushed. And that's because that's the same thing. If I'm going to come to you, it's something we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Unless it's just something we just playing around with it or whatever. But from this point on, that's what it is. So I'm down to do features with anybody. Just, you know, come at me correct. Hit me up on my email, tompmusic@gmail.com. And let's do business.
Definitely. Let everyone know y'all's Twitters real quick so they can follow y'all.
Ton_P.
Mine is 100. That's ONEHUNNIDT.
Facebook, Miss Tawn P.
Facebook /100.
Website, www.tawn-p.com.
Website is aquasilence.com. That's AWKWORD silence.com.
Bam.
Yeah, I mean more. Yeah, you were like increasing the bit.
Yeah, I was
time.
About to go. Let me go.
Well, I was like, he's like, what is it again?
What's my shit?
I was doing it. So look, we tag team. That's all I was trying to get at.
Swag. But actually, you know, y'all talking about live bands and my group 2011. We just put out our second album called the 2011 LP back in August. And I want to say, like, you know, we were talking about, you know, I came from a choir background and everything. A lot of people don't know that about me. And there was this 15-year-old singer. Her name was Julia Barbier, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this girl sing, and I was just like, oh, my God. This chick can sing really, really well, right? And she sounds like has like an Adele kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you a fan of Adele?
I love Adele.
Adele is the truth.
I went to a party at the Drake last Monday,
mm-hmm.
and they were playing Adele, like, for the club.
I believe
just
that.
Like,
she's on the radio? Is she on 97.9?
Yeah, Adele.
She's on 97.9. How does she get away with that?
I mean, she has
I can't get on 97.9.
right now. Adele has, like, the number one album.
Produced by Rick Rubin, co-founder of Def Jam Records.
Right.
That man is a genius. That's another genius right there.
You can't deny a talent like Adele.
Yeah.
You can't. Regardless of what your preference is, she's going to touch you.
Exactly.
Yeah, everything she does is super dope. But Chris, if you could cue up Lost My Smile, this goes along with what we were talking about with the live band, because mm-hmm. you know, we perform, our, not only is like everyone in the group do something musical on the records, we, you know, all do something live, you know, with the band or whatever. And so this record is called Lost My Smile by 2011. It was produced by the drummer. If y'all ever see us live, he's the drummer for 2011. His name's Avery Davis.
Okay.
They played this record last night on 90.1, which I know you've been on with.
Yes.
With what's his name?
You're talking about
Groove with.
Fats. Bobby Fats.
Bobby Fats. Yeah. Shout out to Bobby Fats.
Shout out to Bobby Fats.
Definitely a dope. From one radio host to another. I hope to be on your show one day, man. But you got Lost Smile. This is Lost Smile. I really just wanted to play this for y'all.
All right.
So y'all can hear it. All right. Here it is. Lost Smile 2011. Bragging with Show LocalLifeHouston.com.
These voicemails from a lonely soul to let you know that I've been lost on a trail somewhere in hell trying to find your smell. I knew very well that this lust wouldn't last forever, but I thought we had better a bold-letter word that had you light as feathers. I want the kind of love that you can only wish for. Hugs tighter than spandex, kisses sweeter than me, or when we are trying to reach a peak that is unreached. A love that have you eating from forbidden trees like Adam and Eve. But you thought different, I'm guessing, cause now I'm sitting here restless with this decision that got my heart in a bad collision. Puppet thoughts, I guess I bought into the string game. Got my hands dialing your number, please stop controlling my brain. Love songs on repeat, I can't accept defeat. My heart's been on the fast without your love, but now I need to eat. I've never been real weak, but now, baby, I barely move. My soul's unscrewed, don't know what to do. The only person to fix it is you. I cannot comprehend it, how it was
out good, and then you wanna end it now. But now I'm finished with God as my witness. I'ma go and quit this, cause it's money over women, yeah. After countless hours and the days that I wanted you, and all the things that you said that you was gonna do, it was all the fun. Sorry if I'm being blunt, but you left it in the air like the smoke from a blunt. But I need to move on and let the past be the past. It's all to love the next when you still love your last. But let's make up, girl, forget last night. I could say I won't, but I fought for your sight, cause this ain't right, and baby, this ain't nice. I'm attracted like a magnet or a moth to a light. See the solo flight, that's what I'm bored, and I believe I could fly. Space Jam, Mike Jordan.
And every time that you're
we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. You just heard Lost My Smile by 2011. She's 15. She can sing, right?
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's definitely a nice track there.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ton. But let's talk about your tracks. You know, you said you got this EP coming up. Is this the record that is on the EP?
Yes. This song is called Breathe. This song is actually quite old. It won't sound like it, but it is quite old, revamped. I'm actually going to re-record it today, but you guys get to hear it because I want you guys to get a taste of what to expect. But yeah, it's called Breathe, and it was inspired by so many things. It took me a while to, but it's self-explanatory once you hear it.
All right, well, Chris, if you can you pull up Breathe for us? But like, this is going to be off the EP is coming out the 7th, right?
The 10th.
That's when you're here again.
I'm going to learn you.
But we're going to play through the EP the 7th.
Right.
If that's cool with you.
Definitely. What I'll do is you can play that one, and then I'll send you the one that's mixed.
All right, definitely. And then, hey, 100, when you drop Keep It 100, you're more than welcome to come back.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I look forward to it because it's a lot of stuff, man, we're going to have to go over, so. Appreciate it.
Definitely. We'll go through the entire project song by song. But right now, Chris, if we can play this Breathe by Tom P off the upcoming EP, might be called Breakup.
Might be called something else, but you guys will know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, here it is. Breathe by Tom P.
Where did I go wrong? I got to find something in your heart. To what I've been given.
And I Love It by Tom P.
Yeah.
Breathe was, again, going to be on the upcoming.
Right.
EP released the 10th.
There you go. Yes.
But you'll be here again the 7th.
I will be here again on the 7th.
And I know you have to really bounce.
Yeah,
to go
I have
to a studio session
that I was supposed to be at 2 hours ago. But I've been behind
man.
Today. I got a wonderful massage this morning. Oh, my gosh. I have to talk about it.
Where'd you get it?
Oh, my gosh. It was called, I don't remember, Sensei something. Oh, my God. Japanese. Oh, Lord. She walked on my back. She did some stuff with some rocks. I don't know, but it was amazing. And I needed that. So it was great. But I really enjoyed myself. I'm sorry that I was so late. I was tardy for the party. But I came.
You'll be here again.
I will be here again. Let me run down these lists of shout-outs, because if I don't, I'm going to feel bad. And
I have a
list. Okay,
definitely.
Yeah, that's... Okay, here we go. Y'all ready?
Go.
Okay, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to my team, Nonstop District, Lavish Life Family, which is the guys who sponsor my clothing, my boy Chris B. Dot, Courtney Fist, T-Piper Media, Shea Boogie, Port Arthur, of course, one of the producers I'm working with. His name is Sewer. He actually is with the Androids. Producer I've been working with for 10 years. His name is Tim Ned. Black Rose, who is also a producer that I really love.
Shout out to Black Rose.
Yes, definitely. He's been doing a lot. E-Classic is another producer that's about to do a lot of work with me. HISD, nice guys. I got to give a shout out to New York because they hold me down like all the time. Baltimore, Virginia, Miami, Atlanta. Once again, please visit my website, www.tawn-p.com. Twitter, tawn_p. Facebook, tawn, Miss Tawn P. YouTube. That's what we ain't say. Tawn P TV. Yeah. the Brad Gilmore Show for having me.
Thank
Local
you.
Live
Thank
Houston.
You very much.
Let me see. Turning Heads Radio. Definitely got to give a shout out. Damage Control, 90.1 KPFT. KTSU, 90.9. The Takeover Crew. And shout out to all the listeners that are tuning in listening to this show.
Big shout out. All around the world.
Yes. That was just crazy. And Houston Press.
Shout out to Houston Press.
Because they've been holding. Shea Serrano, I got something for you.
Oh,
because Shay always throws some type of slug at me.
Yeah,
so,
no, I think that's just what he does.
That's
but
what
hey, our friendly neighborhood blogger Brandon Caldwell is
Dana
now
Dream.
On, but he's now on Houston Press as well.
So. Brando? Not,
oh,
what's
yes, Brando. Oh my gosh, and Dana Dream have
and
been holding me down for a while.
Me too.
Yes,
I appreciate
so
that.
I love you, Brando. You are my little boyfriend. In your mind, yeah. So yes, I really appreciate it, and I will see you again on the 7th.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for coming out.
No doubt.
And while you're packing up your stuff, 100, I actually want to get into a record. We're gonna play Letters of Competition a little later. Right now, I want to get into Victoria's Secret.
All right.
So, Chris, if you could pull up Victoria's Secret by 100,
let's go.
Is this gonna be on Keep It 100?
Yes, it is. It is gonna be on Keep It 100. Victoria's Secret. Shout out to the ladies. I don't make too many songs for y'all, so feel special.
Oh, you need to start making more lady songs.
I know they like
that's
it
the
a
ones,
lot.
That's the ones who buy your music, the ladies.
They like it a lot. So this is
and the suburban white teenager.
And the suburban
white. Forget that.
That's my next market
yeah, right?
to crack into.
So here it is, Chris. This is Victoria's Secret by 100 on Local Life Houston. Thank you, Tom, for coming.
No doubt.
All right, bye.
Addicted to the spotlight. Her boyfriend cheated. Now she's out drinking. Nightlife, those bright lights look so dope. She's fiending. Was it all in vain? Leaving all of her pain. She'll never be the same. Now for it all this evening. We've been dancing. Dead ass where my pants is. Grooving, not moving. With my hands in. She's freaking. Floating, like dreaming. But it's so real, believe it. Felt it, she peeping. Not being conceited. She whispered, I need it. Then tells her friends I'm leaving. To my crib, she's creeping. I beat it, repeat it. Then they turn to the weekend. More than getting even. She loves the way that I treat it. I'm Victoria's Secret. I keep it.
100.
Yeah. Back like DeLoreans, ain't no future in where we going. She remembers like historians. What we did, just know that. When you're thinking that you're getting older, she's coming over. Keep it 100. Women always honest when they aren't sober.
Victoria will never tell us all.
she addicted to the spotlight. And every time we go out, she remembers all night. I never tell her so. She addicted to the spotlight. And every time we go out, she remembers all night.
Never tell a soul. I'm Victoria's Secret.
Though I felt something in the center from the start too. Her name is education with no personality. I call her plan B inside, man, I don't believe, no. And what I need another Lindsay for? Man, I love you, music girl, you what I die for. You what I breathe for, the mother to my dreams. The mother to my soul, freeing me out this hellhole. Ooh, I hear the vocals of the disbelievers saying you just a dream, girl, don't let you look deceiving. The old head said cheat on you for 4 years. But I believe and I love, I don't have no fears, yes. Not on that Marvin Gaye, distant lovers. I know I love you, never hide it, no undercover. One thing I want to tell you again.
Yes, I do, yes,
uh-huh.
I do, yes, I do. Love you, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do. Love you.
Same woman, not calling you a oh. I know you cheat, I hear this very well. But we can love like kids, you just have to tell me what I have to do to make this official. You never gave me nothing, no, not even a pencil. You said work, work for your love, never stop. Girl, you're so cold, is it promised that we'll be hot? Man, that's when plan B brings attention. Not to mention all this money you be having me spending. But what is love when a couple doesn't go through pain? More like a ghost she is, I just know her name. Damn, but I'ma keep fighting for her love. Evil world, one girl sits from above. One thing I want to tell you again.
Yes, I do, yes,
uh-huh.
I do, yes, I do. Love you, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do. Love you, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do.
We're back here on the Brad Gilmer Show. You just heard 100's Victoria's Secret, did that for the ladies. Yeah. And You actually just heard Corey Dreams. What was that record called, Chris? If you, Love. Love is You. So that was a that was Corey Dreams. That's upcoming. Jamming. Yeah, he's didn't he have like a Lupe vibe to you?
It had a Lupe vibe. I like the it made you chill and sit down. Some sit down and sip some.
Definitely. And I just want to make a quick announcement. I just got word that 2011, my band 2011 is headlining for the hip hop acts at the Main Street Block Party at the end of this month.
That's what's up.
So I'm excited about that. And definitely. So 100. Thank you for coming on my show.
Man, I appreciate you having me, bro.
And definitely whenever you drop the Keep It 100 project, come back.
For sure.
And we'll run through the entire thing.
Already.
But you want to give your shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, and before I go, I want to apologize if I forget you and blame marijuana. first of all, I got to give a shout-out to the count, man, BSK. Mainly my dudes, Picasso, Capo, Jody B, Giles, Cook, Lottie, Snakeo. Shout out to Snow Bunny. Big up to Michael Artist for showed me a lot of love on a video for Brand New. Shout out to Track Sounds Production, JordanDepot.com, working on that sponsorship. Bean Adina, Serene, DJ Counterstick, Catrice, Hash Brown, Ape, Fancy, Frank Lee, K Hunt, DJ Endurance, and Stackhouse Studios, George Young, I Mix Houston, Dana Dream, Houston Trend Magazine, Houston Press, T Cherry in New York. DJ Skywalker, my little brother Jonathan, my kids, Pei and Jr., my grandparents, Granny and Papa, my little cousin, R2, RPJJ, and also to Local Live and Brad Gilmore. I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Definitely. Thank you for coming out. And I want to close out the show by you playing your record, Letter to My Competition. Talk about this a little bit.
Letter to My Competition is actual. It's not my beat. That beat is from Don Tripp's Letter to My Son. To me, I'm addressing my sons, or the competition, as they call it. You know, coming from the underground and being on the Houston scene and our little demographic, it's a lot of competition, a lot of backstabbing, and this is just my address to all of it. And actually, when you listen to a song, you kind of find out the only person I'm really competing with is myself.
All right, so this, once again, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate it. Like, I couldn't have a show without, you know, all the dope artists that come on. So thank you once again. And here it is. This is Letter to My Competition by 100. Brad Gilmore Show, LocalLifeHouston.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Wrote a letter to my competition, put a stamp on it. Only them, but whoever took a nap on them. And I hope that y'all get it. Got one life to live, I want whatever come with it. 100. This the one.
Keep it 100. Patience is my latest greatness. When I grind like skaters in another language, money talks. So these haters need translators. Chasing papers with pens is like a caper. Cause we dodge a pen, but at the same time, we all on papers. Nip that rat pack catches in Civil War. No Sam Davis. Whether them packs go to bars, spitting raw, or that truck's full of hard at the damn Avis. We gon' make it, man, I know we will. They on our ear like Holyfield. Pull they cards so they know the deal. Never fold, so don't force my hand. I'm trying to eat, man. Don't link me spam. Too many clicks, shit. I'm good with fam. And I am rebellious, spokesperson for realness. Numb to that bullshit, paraplegics feel this. Needed room to rest, and I don't mean with star shit. I got to digest, no time for y'all shit. Shit. Virgin legendary, that legendary and all, but now I'm never scary, I'm too fly to foul. His name rings bells, the competition should pick up and call. Quits. Maybe that line was too busy, or I'm feeling myself. Y'all can't fuck with me. When Twitter's over capacity, I'll be free willy. You owned by the game. I'm that CP3 time, late with the trade. Clippers, chinny bow flow, straight line. I never fade. Witness me stay the same. I'll probably get my luck up. Been aiming for bucks up since you were holding fake guns. G.I. Joe's, Nintendo's, playing Duck Hunt. Fucks up, super brother ass nigga. Catch a clip, movie lover ass nigga. You watch the flick and conjure your persona. Sleeping all day, what you grinding? Pajamas? Period, I'm after the commas. Like conjunctions, that's grammar for you scholars. Destinies if you speaking on our dollars. Cause we ain't speaking if this beef nigga holler. If not, just keep it like a promise. Cause I promise to keep it 100.
audio letter. Too much to say and I smoke a lot of louder. Hear myself think as I wipe the fingerprints off this 9+1. That's a dime. Apply pressure if you ever fuck with mine. My time is of the essence. And yeah, my girl's hot, but I'm too cold to sweat and I ain't talking about the weather. Like a sweater over me, put a heart on my sleeve. I'm in love with that root money tree. Fuck a E, bitch, I'm Stone Cold Steve. No breeze, but I quarterback bullets if you wide to receive. Saint up on my shirt, that's a Jesus piece. Deuce up in my cup, you can leave us. Peace. Kiss that and I'ma be at peace till my lips turn purple like I'll be deceased. Realize the only one that I'm racing is me. I have no competition, I can take me a knee. I made a promise I refuse to break. Forever in the heart said, Jay, wait. Had nobody to address this to. So the man in the mirror, guess that's the dude. Mailman brought it back, looking all confused. Said your biggest enemy is you. Keep it 100 coming soon. Letter to my competition.
This is a presentation of A Nightmare on Dream Street. With the eyes seen and the mouths closed. And I'm sent to you, Victoria.
This girl play me better than Jimmy plays guitar, resulting in a ballad that might make her a star. She's sweet as Joni Mitchell's voice on a Sunday. Warm respect like Aretha, born again Christian. I'm Lee on a Sunday. Daddy wasn't around, so she won attention like she on that runway. What she say? She had thoughts of Sharon Stones. What I say? Dude, my basic instinct told me she was so wrong. It's like I'm Michael D. Phelps by Sharon Stone. I mean, she won't even tell me what her job is. I've been like, come here, girl, tell me what your job is. She took mystery to a whole nother level. She said she liked them red hells like the devil. Yo, get your heart to the sky right now. Ain't for that girl that ain't even got a cry right now. She had brown hair, blue, green, and shines. But I didn't really know that Victoria had a secret. No. I said I didn't really know that Victoria had a secret. No. This gal play me better than Jimmy plays guitar. Resulting in the song that might make her a star. This girl play me better than Jimmy plays guitar. Guitar. Resulting in this song that might make her a star. Wait, I don't even know what her job is. Plus, I don't even know the gal's last name. I mean, she trying to be Madonna or something, or Cher or something, or Prince or something. I guess I never know, cause she had to go to a place that my mind doesn't really know. She a fashion girl, she a mystery girl. Yeah, Victoria, a ghost in my world. Don't get your heart from the sky right now. Ain't for that girl that ain't even got a claw right now. She had brown hair, blue, green, and shines. But I didn't really know that Victoria had a secret. No. I said I didn't really know that Victoria had a secret. No.
They know no boundary. Rap about the things that I see all around me. Got no friends, they all got married. Don't do shit because they all must carry a ball and a chain. Knowledge is gained from my song that belong in the Hall of Fame. But I don't need fame, I don't need glory. I need a beat and a decent 40, a Schlitz and OE, even a Mickey's. I hit the strip club just to see me some titties. Every time that I rap, it's like freedom has hit me. And I feel more free than when I'm leaving the city. So I get my freedom on like the American flag. Saying what I feel like my embarrassing dad. I'm carrying
in a bag that I filled with weed. When I smoke it and I flow, nobody's iller than me. I keep it coming back like a boomerang. When I do my thing, I'm ridiculous like Booty Tang. Saying whatever the fuck I feel. If I cause a reaction, it must be real. I keep it coming back like a boomerang. When I do my thing, I'm ridiculous like Booty Tang. Saying whatever the fuck I feel. If I cause a reaction, it must be real. My company is good like barbecue. Some people think that this is hard to do. I'm marching through like an army crew. If you're in my way, well, then pardon you. To keep me grounded, I stay linked in to my own ink pen. Weekdays and weekends, otherwise I leap into the deep end. I'm practically a bum, so I keep cheap friends. Mixed up bitches, known to break rhythm. Avoid fake women, that's how I stay driven. You cannot stop me like busted condoms. That's one more reason that I'm fucking awesome. Everything I do, I expect to win. Let the record spin and you can check it, friend. I get a second win with an infectious grin. When the session ends, then the next begins. I keep it coming back like a boomerang. When I do my thing, I'm ridiculous like Booty Tang. Saying whatever the fuck I feel. If I cause a reaction, it must be real. I keep it coming back like a boomerang. When I do my thing, I'm ridiculous like Booty Tang. Saying whatever the fuck I feel. If I cause a reaction, it must be real.
Oh, Brian, you done now, man.